using this station and putting them in one free app. We believe there's a radio station playing music perfect for whatever mood you're in right now. Come find one that's perfect for you. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, all in one free app. That's iHeartRadio. Download the app now or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
The happiest girls in Richmond, they're the ones with the rings from Diamonds Direct, Richmond's direct diamond importer.
I like bling. I wanted a nice big center diamond, and that's what it has. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Because you want a really great ring, something unusual, and you want a big rock.
Don't compromise, guys. Get at the ring she'll love to show off with a bigger diamond at a one-of-a-kind designer setting at Diamonds Direct.
They have a lot of designers, more so than anyone we've checked so far.
Decorate. Verbraggio, Jack Kalash, Simon G, Henry Dossi, the most sought-after rings in America are right here.
With the amount of choices that you have here, you're bound to get something that nobody else has, and that's what I think I got.
And the value at Diamonds Direct, absolutely unbeatable.
You go to some places and you have your set budget, and you just walk out of there thinking, that's not what I wanted. I wanted something bigger, and every girl dreams about having this huge rock on her finger, but when it comes time to pay for it, certain jewelers, you just can't get it, and I walked in here and I'm just blown away.
Diamonds Direct, where Richmond gets engaged. Short Pop, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods.
I love this store.
USA Discounters has so much to offer in quality furniture, computers, electronics, appliances, tires, and rims. It may be hard to believe we found room for something else, an entire jewelry store. Fletcher's Jewelers. Fletcher's Jewelers offers the same selection and service you find at other jewelry stores, but with the low payments and affordable credit plans that others can't offer. We say no credit, need credit, no problem. Not only are military and government employees always approved for credit, but everyone can apply for credit and shop at Fletcher's. Fletcher's is your diamond jewelry headquarters because of our complete line of engagement rings, wedding bands, diamond earrings for him and her, all backed by a guarantee of authenticity. Find the latest styles in beautiful jewelry and watches. At Fletcher's, you get the jewelry you want with the credit you deserve. Visit Fletcher's Jewelers today inside USA Discounters or in South Park Mall.
Your incredible credit store.
Isn't it time you say goodbye to contacts and glasses? LASIK Plus has the experience your vision deserves. Get LASIK at LASIK Plus today and be back to work with 20/20 vision tomorrow. Call 800-680-2020 to schedule your free consultation. Be sure to ask about special financing that can fit LASIK into your budget. That's 800-680-2020. Call now or visit AskLASIKPlus.com. Choose LASIK Plus because when it comes to your vision, experience matters. Results and recovery may vary.
iHeartRadio, music you should know. Young the Giant.
Working with the producer Justin Meldrum Johnson, who has a long track record and some great electronic music, as well as a borderline unhealthy obsession with 80s dance music, kind of got us to step out of our boundaries and not really worry about things too much.
All the kids are throwing sticks, politics,
you guys are going to hear some very different tunes on this record that most people wouldn't attribute to Young the Giant. That's what we're most excited for.
By Young the Giant's new album, Mind Over Matter, on iTunes now. Sponsored by Fueled by Ramen. Grab more Young the Giant at iHeartRadio.com/Young the Giant.
If you're currently looking for a new home, then you're also currently looking for a mortgage lender. So it's good that you're currently listening to this commercial. This commercial is for Cap Center. We're the guys who give away caps when you get a mortgage. Now, you might think giving away caps is no big deal, but we offer our customers some other things that are kind of a big deal. We don't charge those fat closing costs like other mortgage lenders. We pay for your closing attorney, which saves you money. And we offer top interest rates. Wait, that sounds high. Well, actually, bottom... No, that sounds bad. Make that great interest rates. Yeah, because they really are. Customers can save literally thousands of dollars by getting Cap Center mortgages. Cap Center's been doing it for years, so saving you money is old hat to us. Poor old Cap. One of those. Whatever. Call Cap Center at 804-968-5000. That's 804-968-5000. Or visit CapCenter.com for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender. Oh, and free cap giver.
It's Fletcher all over Richmond in the Sonata GT from Gateway Hyundai. You've got to get by for the new year, new deals, sales event. With select new Hyundais for 0.9%. Now, lease a 2014 Elantra for just $99 per month. or get in a Sonata at just $129 per month. Savings as high as $8,000 on the remaining 13 Genesis and Equus. And you get America's best warranty, the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty and Hyundai Assurance. Right now at Gateway Hyundai. Exit 58 off I-95 South or GatewayHyundaiOfRichmond.com.
The massive limited-time $25 million stock elimination is now in its final days at Ashley Furniture Home Stores in Richmond. Hurry in and save like never before on a huge selection of furniture and mattresses. Hurry! It's the final days of the limited-time $25 million stock elimination at Ashley Furniture Home Stores in the Richmond area.
Truck drivers, want a great job with a great company? Then Ace is the place. Ace Hardware needs tractor-trailer drivers and is having a job fair at their Prince George location. Drivers enjoy 3 to 4 nights home a week, newer tobacco-free tractors, great wages and benefits with generous paid time off, and a $1,000 bonus after 90 days. Ace is also hiring all warehouse positions. Attend the Ace Job Fair, Friday, January 24th, 8 to 4:30 at 7000 Hardware Drive, Prince George, or call Ace, 504-7402.
I had Crunchy Bill Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
A serious injury can affect the rest of your life. Make certain you have an experienced law firm on your side. Call the personal injury attorneys of Allen & Allen for a free consultation at 866-388-7149 or visit allenandallen.com.
From the 1140 WRVA all-day traffic center, authorities clearing an incident for 288 southbound near Chester Road. No problems on the interstates. Keep in mind a winter storm warning takes effect in a few hours. It runs till midnight. You'll want to keep it here all day long for the latest updates.
This is Nikki from Silver Sun Pickups, and you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Elliot in the Morning.
It's Elliot in the Morning. All right, we got to get into some news. Don't forget, 8 o'clock this morning, our buddy Ralphie May will be on with us. He's got a couple of shows coming up this weekend that we got to get into. He's got a ton of shows laid out. A couple specifically that we got to deal with for this weekend. And then just looking forward to tomorrow. And Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong, Robin Zander from Cheap Trick will be on with us tomorrow. That's awesome. So 8 o'clock this morning, Ralphie May, and then just looking forward to tomorrow, Robin Zander will be on with us. All right, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
As the storm starts to get closer, at least 1,900 flights have been canceled so far. They are saying that the snow is set to begin later this morning and continue through tonight in the New York area, 8 to 12 inches expected. It'll be tapering off by early tomorrow morning, so a later storm surge is going to be expected up to the north. D.C.'s heaviest snowfall expected between noon and 7 o'clock here in the D.C. metro area, about 5 to 8 inches total expected here. And then for the Richmond, Virginia area, 3 to 5 inches expected total, developing after lunchtime, heaviest again during the evening commute. So for people who are trying to get to work, it's going to be fine. It's just going to be
getting
ramping.
Home is going to be the pain in the ass.
Exactly. Other news today, the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History's Dinosaur Hall set to close in late April for what is said to be a $48 million makeover. It's going to be going on for some 5 years. It's not going to reopen until 2019.
You know what I did learn about that, though? It is the second most visited museum in the entire world.
They said 8 million people visited that museum last year, and about 5.5 million go through the fossil
hall. Yeah, just to go see the dinosaurs, yeah.
The dinosaurs.
Why else would you go?
Now, there are going to be some temporary exhibits, obviously, that'll be set up, so you'll be able to see some dinosaurs, just not going to be the grand exhibits that you're used to seeing.
And, of course, your number one museum in the world is...
Oh, come on.
Are you including aquariums? Because it felt like it up in Baltimore.
Yes, I will. I will include aquariums, and I will tell you that the Baltimore Aquarium, not the most or the busiest museum. Come on.
Must be number three.
Busiest museum in the world, please. God, this is embarrassing, people. Kaylee? No. Come on. Come on. Diane?
Air and Space.
Museum in the world? No. Thank you.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, good guess.
It goes the Louvre and then the dinosaur joint in D.C. Those are your two
natural
busiest,
history.
Whatever, your two busiest airports. The two busiest museums in the world. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Students who have post-traumatic stress disorder more likely to drink large amounts of alcohol than those who don't have the condition. And apparently, one can make the other much, much worse. They looked at college students at the University of Buffalo, and they found that the first year of college is when students are the most at risk to abuse alcohol. About 9%,
no kidding.
9% of students have PTSD.
Haven't all three of you said first night at college? Wasted.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Woke up hugging a toilet. President Obama talking about marijuana in the latest issue of The New Yorker, saying, quote, in terms of its impact on the individual consumer, it's not something I encourage, and I've told my daughters I think it's a bad idea, a waste of time, not very healthy. Later on, he goes on to say, we should not be locking up kids or individual users for long stretches of jail time when some of the folks who are writing those laws have probably done the same thing.
Good for him.
Yeah. The other day, a 31-year-old nun in Italy rushed to the hospital with stomach cramps. And it turns out, she was in labor. She gave birth, saying she had no idea that she was pregnant, and none of the other nuns at the convent knew either.
Didn't she try to say, they're all gossiping, too.
Yep.
Didn't she try to say that she hadn't even had sex?
Yeah.
Okay, but nobody's buying that. So she tried to play it on and go, I have no idea how this could have happened.
Right.
It makes no sense to me. I show up and, whoa, look at that, I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Better name's Maria.
Nobody's really talking about that part of the story. It's a miracle!
No. That part they're not going with.
It's a blessing.
No, they're not going with that either.
Well, what are they going to do?
Well, no, you toss her.
Excuse me? Nun?
Well, she's not allowed to get pregnant, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so yes.
So she gets tossed out of the convent?
You have to.
Well, could she just...
No. Unless she's going to try to keep that whole myth up of, I have no idea that this happened.
Can she just give the baby
you
up?
You sit down on a toilet to take... No, because you
can... Can she give the baby up for adoption and then say, okay, from here on out...
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
Clean slate.
You are asking the wrong
Day
person.
Day one.
No. You got to kick her out.
It's like when you quit smoking and you have the slip up.
Right.
Today is day
okay,
one.
Okay, today it starts.
Yes.
Today is my day.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger going to be getting paid $3 million to star in a Bud Light ad that's going to be airing during the Super Bowl. Caps taking on the Ottawa Senators tonight at the Verizon Center. The Islanders went to the shootout, beating the Philadelphia Flyers 4-3 yesterday afternoon. The Islanders back in action tonight against the Rangers at Madison Square.
I like matinee hockey. That's fun. That's good.
Devils taking on the St. Louis Blues tonight. The NHL naming their three stars of the week yesterday. Martin St. Louis from the Tampa Bay Lightning named the first one. The second star is Kings goalie Jonathan Quick. The third one, Blackhawks goalie Corey Crawford. NHL suspending Canucks head coach John Tortorella for 15 days without pay after he got into an altercation outside the Flames locker room on Saturday night during the first intermission. League saying his actions were dangerous as well as an embarrassment to the league.
Yeah, I know for his hearing, I believe he had to sit with both Gary Bettman and Bill Daly for the hearing, which I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that. Did you see any of the clips of that game?
I saw the hallway feed, like when there was the altercation.
Right, when he went into the hallway.
And I didn't see the line brawl.
It got chased off by McGrattan. He got sent out for that. And then I guess Malarchuk was trying to walk him down the hallway. But and you knew it was going to start from the second that game started. And by the way, Calgary's head coach also ended up getting a $25,000 fine. He started his fourth line, and so you knew it was going to be nasty. So Calgary threw out their fourth line. Tortorella throws out his squad, and the second that puck hit the ice, damn, it was go time. And then I guess Tortorella was all pissed off, but he's a hothead anyway. And then the, who was it that used to, Halpern used to tell us, he'd pull up the video, 15, be like, oh, crap. here we go.
So his suspension is running through February 2nd. He cannot have any interaction with the team until then. Team Canada announcing that Sidney Crosby will captain their 2014 Olympic team in Sochi next month. Nets beating the Knicks 103-80 yesterday. They are right back in action tonight, taking on the Orlando Magic. The Wizards beating the 76ers yesterday afternoon by a score of 107-99. Australian Open continuing into the second week. Some major upsets have come on the women's side. Both Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova are out. Sloane Stephens is also out as well.
Are you watching it all?
I have not.
Oh, over the weekend, it was so good. And it's all on in the middle of the night. I watched Nadal play a match.
Are you watching live? I did.
Saturday morning, I watched Nadal play. He started at 3 in the morning our time, and it's great. I mean, ESPN has coverage in the middle of the night. It was fantastic. I watched Roger play on late Friday night into Saturday. Oh, it was great, but now I'm all messed up because somebody's going right now, but I have no idea, or will be soon. I have no clue. Or no, they would have just finished up matches. So yeah, I don't know who played the late match. I don't like that it's in Australia.
To look at news and sports, take a look at the weather coming next.
XL 102.
If you're still wearing contacts or glasses, you've probably thought of a thousand reasons to have LASIK.
I wouldn't have to buy contact lenses. Swimming would be easier. Oh, I could see when I wake up.
Well, Cullum Eye and Laser Center would like to introduce you to 1,000 more. $1,000 off LASIK from now until February 28th. Let's face it. Having LASIK with Dr. Cullum is the perfect way to kick off 2014 and one New Year's resolution that you'll enjoy every day. Dr. Cullum is not only a former Navy commander, but he also has over 20 years experience and was voted Best LASIK Center 2 years in a row. So call Cullum Eye and Laser Center right now at 757-209-2222 and save $1,000 off LASIK from now until February 28th. See your true potential in 2014 by having LASIK with Dr. Cullum. Call 757-209-2222 or visit CullumEyeCenter.com. Some restrictions apply.
XL 102.
Because like I was saying, he'll have to go through Andy Murray, then Djokovic, then Nadal. The top half of the pairings. Well, that's what happens when you fall to number six. Ugh.
Weather for today, everybody is under a winter storm warning with things really starting to ramp up in the next couple of hours. New York, New Jersey expecting 8 up to a foot. D.C. Metro, 5 to 8 inches. And the Richmond area, 3 to 6 inches.
All right. Thank you very much, Diane. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Call me right now. I will give you tickets to see Delta Ray. February 15th at the 930 Club. February 25th at the Bowery Ballroom. You call me right now, you get tickets to the show. Whichever one works best for you. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Twitter at EITM Online.
What? Hey, do you know there's a South America?
You mean like Georgia?
No, man, like a whole other place.
Hell, I ain't surprised America's so great they had to make two of them.
Ha ha, you right.
Yeah.
See Lollapalooza in both Americas. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Nine Inch Nails. Soundgarden. Imagine Dragons. Muse. Arcade Fire. Phoenix. Cage the Elephant. And as many other bands as they could fit on two continents.
Me and my girl, we're gonna chill.
Yeah.
Party and dance because we're in Brazil. Lollapalooza, it's a flyaway. We're gonna go to Argentina and my crib, Chile.
And when you're back in the U.S., get the VIP treatment at Lollapalooza Chicago. It's a once-in-a-lifetime iHeartRadio Ultimate Experience. Sponsored by C3 Presents, RCA Sony Music, and Interscope Records. Powered by Hooters. Presented by XL102, Richmond's Rock Station.
There's something about the start of a new year that I find exhilarating. There's a new page on my calendar, a new spring in my step, and a new desire to look as good as I feel. For me, that means now's the time for new jewelry with panache and style. The kind I'll find at Schwarzschild's.
Whatever new look you have in mind,
We have some dazzling possibilities from Christopher Designs. Our selection of criss-cut diamond rings, earrings, and pendants will add new fire and brilliance to your new look. If you're searching for the ultimate engagement ring, try on a Schwarzschild signature diamond, the new standard of beauty. Alluring new styles and extraordinary selections are why you belong at Schwarzschild. Visit us in Short Pump Town Center and Cary Court in Richmond, Alverser Plaza in Midlothian, and online at Schwarzschild.com.
Hey, it's TMO, and I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you how much time I've been spending at the new McGastropub. It's celebrity chef Malcolm Mitchell's newest project. You remember him from the Next Food Network star? Well, the eats are insane. Like, there's 6-cheese mac and cheese that's baked and topped with Cheeto breadcrumbs, and the tequila braised short rib mini tacos are to die for. Oh, and you gotta try the Porch Rocker, my favorite drink there. Just try it out for yourself. The new McGastropub, 2501 West Main Street in the Fan, and tell them TMO sent you and receive a free small bite or dessert.
The Build a Better Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot. So let's get the savings flowing with a new lower price on faucets, just $79 each. Choose from styles like Delta's Porter 4-inch faucet in bronze or Moen's Branberry 4-inch faucet in crushed nickel. Get a handle on your dream bath. Let's do this at the Build a Better Bath event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin. Who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
Have you ever wondered why Coke from McDonald's seems to taste so good? Maybe because a dollar sounds like the perfect price. And the perfect price sounds better when it's your perfect size. And when you add your perfect McDonald's meal, well, that's absolutely perfect. Coke complements McDonald's. And any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea for a dollar complements your wallet. It's even more happiness to love at McDonald's. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C. What's that spell?
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Call now for a free incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice, just quick, easy incorporation. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509.
Dang, Cyrus, we got us a fine pig roast here.
That's because we got us Ethel's special recipe.
Actually, Cyrus, it's Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Ooh-wee, you go, Ethel.
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
The new season of American Idol has just started, and viewers and critics agree. This season has some of the best contestants ever. See more auditions tomorrow night from Detroit, when things are going to get real. American Idol, tomorrow night at 8 on Fox.
From the 1140 WRVA All-Day Traffic Center, authorities on scene of a disabled vehicle for Jeff Davis at Harrogate, clearing it into 288 southbound near Chester Road. No problems on the interstates and a winter storm warning in effect from 10 to midnight. See problems on the road right now? Report them on the Allen and Allen tip line, 474-0225.
This is Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Jesse with the Neighborhood, and you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
It's Elliot in the Morning, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Christopher.
Hey, Christopher, where are you calling me from?
I'm from Washington, D.C., Elliot.
All right, very good. Well, listen, dude, I will give you tickets. Our friends Delta Ray are coming to town, so I will send you to see them February 15th. They will be at the 930 Club.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
So if you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some info from you. Hey, can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah, sure.
There was a story over the weekend that took off and is now everywhere. And it took place out of Germantown, just outside D.C. in Maryland.
I saw it.
The woman who, the exorcism story?
Well, two women.
Well, two women ended up getting charged, but one is the mom. Of the, anyway, Dan, pull that out. Let me get into that in a second. Dude, hold tight 1 second for me. Like I said, Kaylee will get some info from you. You get tickets to go see Delta Ray at the 930 Club. Hold tight 1 second for me. Keep in mind all this week, you win your tickets to see Delta Ray. You'll choose between the show at the 930 Club in D.C. or the Bowery Ballroom in New York. If you need any info, just go to facebook.com/EITM online, and you can get all the info there. So anyway, the story breaks over the weekend. And like I said, it took off and it is everywhere. So what was the deal? The mom, and she had like a friend or another woman that was living with her?
Police have charged Monifa Sanford and Zakiya Avery with killing two of Avery's children, ages 1 and 2. The women are also facing attempted murder charges for injuring two older siblings who are 5 and 8 years old. So they were called to the Germantown home where the women lived on Thursday, late last week, when a 911 caller reported there was a child sitting alone in a car.
Right.
By the time the police got there, the child was gone. And then I guess they had called Child Protective Services, just, I guess, which is customary. And then they came back Friday in the morning time, when a neighbor called 911 after noticing a car was there with the door open, and they spotted a knife and what appeared to be blood.
Right.
And I guess then when they started to look around and then they went into the townhouse there is when they found the bloody scene inside. And then they were able to, then you started hearing how they were questioning a woman, and then you found out that this woman was the mother, and then it turned out the next day you found that there was another woman who was involved, and then it turned out that they were trying to perform some sort of exorcism
right
on these babies.
And I guess the mom said that she feared, although, and maybe you saw why she thought that, but she feared evil in the kids.
Right.
But did they ever say what, like, specifically made her? Because that I didn't see. I'll tell you what I did see that was shocking. The percentage of people in the U.S. that believe
that babies are possessed by the devil, or
yeah,
that people are possessed by the devil.
Yeah, or? Yeah, no, not just babies or infants, but just people in general.
Why? Well, how many?
I want to say it was like up in the 30% range.
What? If
I
read that, believe that?
Yes. The number, for whatever reason, 36 stands out in my head. I'll find it. But I remember seeing the number thinking, you got to be kidding me. Doesn't that number seem really, really high?
Yes. Any number is high.
Yeah, I want to say it was 36% believe in possession.
So what's the deal, though? So they went on Thursday, the day before, and knocked and just left? When did they go and say it looked fine and went back?
That was the day before.
Thursday,
right.
Yeah.
Oof. So they're in trouble.
And Thursday was the day that they went for the kid in the car, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess by the time they had gotten there, that there was...
The kid wasn't in the car anymore.
Right. Because And then I guess in following up, in speaking to the mother, she thought the exorcism was necessary because the devil and or evil spirits needed to be removed.
I mean, it's not going to matter. But the other woman, like, she wasn't... And the only thing that I could use as a basis is The Exorcist. But the other woman wasn't, like, some kind of trained anything in terms of dealing with possession, right?
I don't know.
She was just a friend of the mom's.
I think they were all living together in the townhouse.
Right, no, but what I mean is, like, she had no, like, formal training in trying to deal with possession.
Is there such a thing as formal training?
There was in The Exorcist. That's all I can go on.
Well, that was a priest, wasn't it?
That's all I can go on.
I don't know, there's some sort of hearing that's supposed to be happening.
Yeah, I know that they're in, that they have their
I don't know.
They at least go before the judge to,
Because of the weather or not.
No. They're not going to table that. All they're going to do is step them back.
Yeah.
You have nothing to table there. They'll get that done early and get it over with.
So has the 911 caller interacted with them?
Oh, I didn't hear I won't listen to the 911 call.
I haven't either.
I read the description, but
I won't listen to it.
There was an altercation while he was on the phone, that first call.
Right.
When he saw the kid in the car and just reported that a kid had been in a car by himself for an hour, whatever it was. And one of the women's like, "This is none of your business." And he said to the 911 operator, you can hear on the tape, or I didn't hear it, but in reading the description, he says, "Now, kid in a car unattended is my business."
And the mom is bitching and screaming at him.
Yeah, yeah.
"About this is my business. You don't have any part of this. Leave me alone." Kaylee, will you find me somebody who believes in possession? Do you buy it?
No.
Don't be embarrassed. 36% of the people believe it exists.
Of course not.
So you don't buy in at all.
Have you found that number yet?
You keep throwing it out.
36%.
I'm telling you, it is in here.
There's no way.
Why, you think that's low?
No, I think that's incredibly high.
Okay, well, clearly people believe in possession.
Yes, but 36, there's no way. Especially if you said that was internationally.
Right.
I wouldn't buy it, but I'd expect the number to be higher than domestically.
Yeah, maybe it was. No. I'm telling you, I saw it because it jumped out at me, and I was like, you got to be effing kidding me that it would be that high.
Are there certain countries that look at psychological disorders? And immediately blame the devil? Yes, that obviously happens.
That's your South American countries.
I'm sure you'd find it elsewhere, too.
But isn't that, isn't it much bigger? It didn't the, I'm going to attribute something to somebody that I shouldn't.
I think you're crossing stories.
What story did I cross now?
I don't know, but it's just, I have not found.
But isn't people who practice Santeria, they believe in possession, correct?
I bet 36% of the people who practice Santeria
believe in possession. Okay, there you go. That's a big chunk of people.
Didn't Diane do the story already? 36% of people blame God for their football team.
It was 25, but
it was
very close.
Like that.
It was very close.
It was probably lower.
So that's okay. So that nobody bats an eye at.
Well, that's lower than your exorcism
25%
number.
Think their team is cursed.
Okay, well, that to me is
more
ridiculous. More
believe in that somebody could be possessed by the devil.
Yes, 100%. I would actually say it's more likely that somebody could have some kind of demon thing going on than that your team is cursed. I don't buy that at all. You're going to tell me you buy that a team is cursed? That there's some big voodoo hex?
No, they both
hanging over a team.
They both sound ridiculous to me.
Okay. But nobody batted an eye over the hex on a team.
Georgetown University basketball seems a little cursed this year.
Okay, so you're going to throw it all? You're going to throw the big
voodoo hex? You know who probably cursed them.
Go ahead.
William Peter Blatty, the author of The Exorcist. And I'd like to point out once again that he is a dick.
Can I go to one, please? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Christina.
Hey, can you turn your radio down for a quick second, please? Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Oh, much better. Yes, Christina, what can I do for you?
I totally believe in possession. I think that stuff is no joke to be messed with.
Let me ask you this. Based on anything or just based on belief?
I've definitely say based on anything. Like, people act the way they do, and I think it's just because they're crazy. But not, like, crazy in a crazy way, like crazy in a possessed way.
So not like there's something, not like there's a screw loose upstairs, but that they've been taken over by somebody.
Yeah.
Is this the girl who called last week to talk about being Wiccan?
No,
those people are nuts.
Those people are crazy. But why, Diane? Let me ask you this: Why won't you? Oh, hey, are you? Do you practice Santeria?
No.
I feel bad for Santeria. I feel like Santeria people just get lumped in there. Are you South American?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
But why do you have any like facts or experiences that you base your opinion on?
No. Oh, you're asking Christina. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't have any facts or experiences, but I definitely believe in that stuff because I think there's good people and then there's really bad people. It's like balance, I guess.
Okay. No, you know what?
Well, yeah, people can be bad, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're possessed by something.
I mean, I'm talking about like, I guess God and the devil, not like good people and bad people. But
right.
Obviously, there are good people and bad people, but like, to the extreme.
Listen, I'll tell you this. I don't know that I take myself out of the 36%. I would totally buy it. Listen, if I'm willing to accept, even though I've never seen them, that there's UFOs and ghosts.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, that I totally believe. I've seen pictures of that. No, but all the crap. All the crap that's gone on in my house, totally haunted. Totally haunted. Never seen anything, but I buy in, so why wouldn't I buy into this?
Okay, but I think maybe, like, spirits or something to that effect are a little bit different than something being possessed by the devil.
All right, that's fine. Christina, I appreciate it. Thank you,
did
honey.
Did you find a story
thank
backing
you.
Up his
thank
statistics?
You.
Well, it definitely helps his argument.
Thank you.
Rise of exorcists in Catholic Church. Diocese across Italy. Well, you keep picking on South America. Dioceses across Italy, as well as in countries such as Spain, are increasing the number of priests schooled in administering the rite of exorcism. The rise in demonic cases is a result of more people dabbling in practices such as black magic.
Thank you.
Paganism, satanic rites, and Ouija boards.
Ouija boards.
That's not a joke.
Ouija boards, please.
Let's see. The increase training.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is an effort by the church to sideline unauthorized self-proclaimed exorcists.
There you go.
The trend comes 4 decades after the 1973 release of The Exorcist.
Hey, I hear that Blatty dude's a dick.
So there you go. This is from 2 weeks ago, this article.
Yeah, see? All the training's up everywhere.
The Diocese of Milan recently nominated 7 new exorcists. The Bishop of Naples appointed 3 new ones. 3 priests elsewhere.
Hey, didn't the girl that you were talking about, the Wiccan girl who called in last week?
Yeah.
Didn't she started to get into black magic? Like, she mentioned that, like, there's bad Wiccans and good Wiccans.
She believed in curses, that's why she wore, like, crystal around her neck. No, I told her that I wore garlic around my neck to keep people like her away from me. But she believed that there was something
out there. Yes, of course, at play.
But that's because of her. That's why the Catholic Church is having to open up all these online training courses.
And, see, okay, they're not online. I don't think they're online.
It's like how you can marry people.
No, Diane, you're not going to get an ordained minister to step in and do the exorcisms. Would you take that gig?
No, it's ridiculous.
I think I would. Well, if that were the case, though, you would never have to do anything. And what have I always said about possession? What have I always said? I would totally do it as long as, like, I wasn't hurting anybody, and then I came out of it and was cool.
Here we go. In defense of the Catholic Church.
Thank you.
I can't believe I just uttered those words. The church does insist that the majority of people who claim to be possessed are suffering from a variety of
mental
health
illness
issues.
Right.
In the cases where mental illness is apparent, we try to send them to a doctor.
That I totally believe. But I've said that forever. I would totally want to see what it's like. As long as I came out of it, I was totally cool. Like Reagan did. She came out of it and was totally fine.
This priest says out of 100 people that will come to him,
right,
that he receives, one will be in need of him as an exorcist.
Okay, isn't that still pretty high?
Yes, it should be zero.
That's still pretty high. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Marie.
Yeah, Marie.
Hi, I just wanted to confirm that I totally believe in possession and people being, you know, possessed by demons and whatnot.
Right.
I went to a Catholic university, not going to say where, but I remember one time they required us to take, like, theology courses, and one of my courses, the building that we were in, it was pretty old, and then I guess we had a break during class, and we just wandered around, and some classmate of mine told me, hey, let's go up to the very top, to the attic,
right,
where no one really goes. So we went, and the whole place just creeped me out, because it was just old, and, you know, the lights weren't that
sure
great. And then there's this room that supposedly an exorcism was performed, but it was locked.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to, like, break in, and, you know, well, I wasn't trying to, but some of my classmates were trying to break in. But, you know, I peeked through the window that was kind of pretty blurred, but, you know, that just whole freaked me out.
So you are totally in.
Yeah.
100%. See, I'm telling you, it's not that far-fetched. It is not that far-fetched. All right, I appreciate the phone call. Let me do this. Now I got everybody on hold. I am all jammed up. Let me take a break. We'll grab a couple of these, and then Ralphie May will join us. So give me one break, and then I'll grab a couple more phone calls next.
Call Elliot in the morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Elliot in the morning. This is XL102. And this is what happens after Elliot. To Richmond's Rock Station.
If you're currently looking for a new home, then you're also currently looking for a mortgage lender. So it's good that you're currently listening to this commercial. This commercial is for Cap Center. We're the guys who give away caps when you get a mortgage. Now, you might think giving away caps is no big deal, but we offer our customers some other things that are kind of a big deal. We don't charge those fat closing costs like other mortgage lenders. We pay for your closing attorney, which saves you money. And we offer top interest rates. Wait, that sounds high. Well, actually, bottom... No, that sounds bad. Make that great interest rates. Yeah, because they really are. Customers could save literally thousands of dollars by getting Cap Center mortgages. Cap Center's been doing it for years, so saving you money is old hat to us. Poor old Cap. One of those. Whatever. Call Cap Center at 804-968-5000. That's 804-968-5000. Or visit capcenter.com for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender. Oh, and free cap giver.
When I graduated from college in 2007, I was all about having the newest phone or designer bag or wearing the latest jewelry styles. I may be a little older now, but a girl's gotta stay in touch with style and look cool, right? No retro or jewelry styles my mom wore for me. I want new and edgy and jewelry from designers who get it. I want a jeweler who's in touch with today. For me, that's Schwarzschild's.
We have some of the hottest new looks in jewelry. Names like John Hardy, Marco Bicchigo, Roberto Coin, or Slane. Try on the newest Swiss watch style from Raymond Weil, Breitling, Hamilton, or Tissot. And if you're shopping diamonds, we offer brands like Firemark, Hearts on Fire, and our own signature diamonds. For jewelry that's trending now, you belong at Schwarzschild. Short Pump Town Center and Cary Court in Richmond. Alverser Plaza Midlothian. And online at Schwarzschild.com.
Looking for something fun to do Tuesday night? Look no further. Pearl Raw Bar invites you to join them tonight for Crab Legs Night. That's right. Tuesday night is Crab Leg Night, featuring all-you-can-eat crab legs and more. Choose from 1 pound snow crab legs for only $10.95, 2 pounds for
for just $20.95. And if you're really hungry, their all-you-can-eat crab legs may be just what you're looking for. Pearl is located at 2229 West Main Street in the heart of the Fan. For more information, log on to pearlrva.com.
Looking forward to who you want to be is only natural. Working toward who you're meant to be, only Regent. Our highly regarded 50-plus on-campus and online degree programs help you progress from what you like to do to what you live to. So from classroom to corner office, courtroom to Capitol Hill, you're prepared to excel in all aspects of life. Learn how knowledge and faith together can change your life for good and the world for the better. Accessible, affordable, accredited. Only Regent. Learn more at onlyregent.com.
Join XL102 at the Downtown Paper Moon for Wet T-Shirt Wednesdays. Richmond's only wet t-shirt contest where naughty amateurs compete for $250 in weekly prize money. No cover before 10 p.m. Get wet this Wednesday at Paper Moon Downtown at 3300 Norfolk Street.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C!
What's that spell?
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Call now for a free incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice, just quick, easy incorporation. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509.
At Toyota, legendary dependability has just taken on a whole new personality, inspired by the bold new designs of Corolla, RAV4, and Tundra. And right now, your Toyota dealer also has great deals. Search buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website, for deals for all the special offers this month. You'll find up to $1,750 cash back on new 2014 Camrys and $2,000 cash back on 2013 Prius liftbacks and much more. Plus, there's 10 models with 0% APR financing available to qualified buyers. Buyatoyota.com is the site to search for the car you want, with deals that make buying or leasing your new Toyota more affordable than ever. You can take cash back or apply to down payment. APR terms vary by model. See dealer for details. So see your Toyota dealer by February 3rd and check out what's new at Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Dollface, Richmond just got swankier with two fabulous bombshell locations, Carytown and Short Pump. With customized airbrush tanning and the best Brazilian waxing in town, Bombshell is sure to please, not only once, but twice. I love bombshell.com, baby.
Are your auto, home, and life insurance policies working together? Bundle them with Nationwide Insurance and save. When things work together, they just work better. Call your local Nationwide agent, Jim Beaucree Sr. in Ashland, or visit findmylocalagent.com.
Hey, it's Fletcher, and you can catch all the postseason action at the newly remodeled Hooters in Richmond. I'm going to be at Hooters on Broad Street Wednesday 5 to 7, $100 Wings Days. I'll give away a $100 gift card, and you'll also get the half-price listed apps. Hooters on Broad Wednesday at 5.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports.
Sports!
Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Donate your old car, truck, or van to the National Kidney Foundation. It's tax deductible and will help fund research for kidney disease. Just
call 1-800-488-CARS. The Kidney Cars Program.
From the 1140 WRVA all-day traffic center, watch for a crash out on Parham at 3 Chopped and on the south side of disabled vehicle Jeff Davis at Harrogate. A winter storm warning in effect from 10 till midnight tonight. See problems right now? Report them on the Allen & Allen tip line 474-0225.
This is Brendan from Panic at the Disco, and you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Radio Network. WOR, New York. WWDC, Washington. WRXL, Richmond. Elliot in the Morning.
They didn't know where he was going, but they knew where he was, wasn't it?
It's Elliot in the Morning. Our buddy Ralphie May will join us here in just a couple moments. Before we talk to him, let me grab line 5. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Oh, hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Who's this?
Oh, my name's Cardone, and I couldn't help but call in. I've been studying this kind of stuff ever since I was a little kid.
You've been studying possession since you were a little kid?
Yeah. I grew up Catholic. I knew it was a joke when I was a kid, so I kind of, like, nonstop read about it and kept up on it.
Right.
There's zero evidence. Zero. Absolutely no evidence. If a supernatural being is trying to intervene with the natural world, there should be some sort of evidence.
Right.
There's nothing. Zero.
So why is let me ask you this then.
You want to know why it happened? Why people believe it?
Yeah, sure.
The reason is it reconfirms their faith, in which there's no evidence for in the first place.
Okay, you know what? I could see where that would be where you would say that. That would totally make sense to
That's
me.
It. That's the answer. People have these believing things that there's no evidence for that are actually already kind of out of control, and this only just kind of reconfirms it.
Hey, let me ask
you. And that's it.
Let me ask you this. When you say that you've been doing all kinds of research on it, what did you say made you start doing that?
I grew up Catholic.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I was taught to believe in fairy tales from the get-go, and it drove me nuts. I mean, I'm glad I had enough brain to go, you know what? Something's not right here. I was told as a little kid that possession's real. You know, you watch The Exorcist. That's a Catholic recruit film.
Hey, and by the
that's
way, don't.
That is.
Yeah, don't talk to Tyler on the side because he'll tell you Blatty's a big dick. Hey, but when you say, like, you were brought up, do they, and listen, I didn't go to Catholic school. I just heard this out front. I'm barely Jewish. Diane, you went to Catholic school when you were a kid. Well, Kaylee, you went forever. Do they teach you possession in Catholic school?
They do. I didn't go to Catholic school, but I wasn't taught that. I was just told by family members and the Sunday school teachers, the teachers, you know, you're told that that's all real.
Right.
You know, you're not told that it's, you know, we've now learned that, you know, there's split personality. You know, they don't talk about that.
Right.
And as a kid, you ask any questions. You know, well, if someone says they're the devil, maybe they're just crazy. You get shut down quick.
Really?
You know, so it's just, it's obvious. And it's weird. How come when people are possessed in India, they're Kali? And how come they're Satan in the West? And, you know, it's like, what did he change his name for each culture so that he's easily identified? I don't get it.
Now you and I are talking at a level that most people aren't going to understand, but I'm following.
No, they're not.
Exactly. No. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, man. Rock and roll. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Later, dude. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Kat.
Hey, Kat, where are you calling me from?
I'm actually driving. I'm in D.C.
Okay, yes, and what can I do for you?
I totally believe in possession, and I think that maybe the reason you guys are having a hard time grasping that large percentage is it didn't specify if it was people who are of a strong Christian faith. If you are a Christian and you believe in God, you believe in the devil, you believe in the Bible, then there are several stories in the Bible where Jesus cast demons out of people.
Right.
And so
people,
being a Christian, you would totally believe in that. And I think that percentage might seem high because, you know, most of the time people look at their circle of friends and their acquaintances and stuff. And
right.
When you look at the U.S. in general, there is a much larger population of Christianity than there is of non-believers. And those people who are believers, you know, are going to believe what's in the Bible. And the Bible clearly says Jesus cast demons out.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's totally what I was saying. Hey, listen, I got to pop you on hold real quick, not to cut you off. I'm going to go talk to our buddy Ralphie May. Hold tight 1 second for me, okay?
Okay.
You got it. Hold on 1 second, please. Ralphie May!
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
I'm awesome. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. Hey, Ralphie, before I get into anything with you, will you settle this for us? Is there such a thing about people being possessed or no?
No.
No. Okay, well, there you go.
I thought you would go completely the other way.
Why? Diane thinks you would believe in possession, Ralphie.
No. I'm Southern, but, you know, come on. I'm stupid. I read books. No. you know, I say that, but, you know, I guess it's, I don't know, man. I don't think so. That's my official answer.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Don't feel like you got to say more. The official authority on all things possession, Ralphie May, has spoken.
I don't think so.
And the answer is no. I'm Southern, but no.
But I read. I read books.
I read books. I read books. Anyway, dude, how the hell are you? It's been a while since we've chatted.
I know, man. It's been too long, Elliot. I miss you guys. How are y'all?
Things are really good. I don't even know where to start with you, though, dude. There's so much that's gone on. I don't think I've talked to you since, I know I haven't talked to you since rehab.
Yeah, I wish I had a great rehab story for you. Turns out I wasn't addicted to anything, and they found I had PTSD, so... my rehab stint wasn't nearly as fun.
Hey, what was the, like, when you first went in, though, Ralphie, did you think you had an addiction to something? Like, what ultimately made you decide that you were going to go into rehab?
My wife, drove me there. That's how it was. If I wanted to be married, I had to go.
Oh, no kidding.
So, yeah, so I'm like, I want to be married. So I guess I'll go.
Wait, so Lana really just threw you in the car and was like, hey, listen, Ralphie, we're going to rehab.
Yeah, she didn't know what was up, you know. She was like, are you on drugs? And I'm like, not any good ones. and she goes, I don't know if I believe you. So they went over there and they tested, and I didn't have any... stuff in my system. I was just messed up in my head.
Right.
You know, I the place, it was one of those advanced rehab centers, okay, and they really do a lot of work with PTSD, and because that's a lot of times the reason people are drug addicts and alcoholics.
Right.
Is because they're trying to fix themselves, and so I just did a lot of work on PTSD, and I feel better now, man. I don't have any fun addictions, man. I mean, you know, they were like food, and I'm like, well, I don't really eat that much, you know. I don't know what the problem is. So, you know.
Hey, by the way, did I read? Are you juicing now or something like that?
Yeah, one meal a day. I do the juice thing. I can't go full on because I'm just on the road too much.
Right.
You know, but one meal a day, I do it. I go through it. But man, vegetables are very expensive nowadays.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's like really expensive, and to get like a thing of juice, you got to go through like 80 pounds of fruit vegetables to make it happen. But, you know, I feel better, you know, just doing once a day.
Hey, can I ask you this, Ralphie, though? That once a day juicing, does that wreak havoc on the old system?
Not anymore. The first couple of days, I mean, I think I passed a nickel. I ate like 78. My brother made me eat. Okay, I mean, it was like ching ching. What was that? What's going on? Yeah, I heard of the toilet. But yeah, it will. It's colon blow, man. I mean, you're rocketing Yoo-hoo. You know.
Hey, I want to go back to the PTSD thing for a second, though.
Yeah, man.
What caused that? What brought that? Okay, so they said that you have PTSD, but from, like, attached to what?
It's weird. You have part of your brain that holds trauma, and it doesn't have a timeline. So everything that happens in your life is stored there, and the rest of your brain kind of fixes you, you know, it kind of tempers it. But I had just come off of having bilateral double pneumonia and a pulmonary embolism, and I was awake for 11 days breathing in ICU just trying to stay alive.
Right. Oh, and, you know what? I remember that, Ralphie. I remember when we talked about that.
Yeah.
Where like, you honestly, you thought you were just sick, and the next thing you know, it was, like, one report came out, it was like, Ralphie Mays in the hospital, and the next thing was like, Ralphie Mays barely hanging in there.
Yeah, I was in ICU, man. It was serious, Jack. I was in, I had pneumonia on both sides. I'd never been inoculated against pneumonia. I got it really bad, to the point where doctors were like, this is the worst case of pneumonia I've ever seen anybody live through. And, they said people have died at less. I mean, it was like my lungs, had fluid that was consistency of peanut butter. It was gross.
Jesus,
and
Ralphie.
I had to breathe through that and, it was a miserable couple weeks right there, man.
Hey, do they let you, like, I know you can't say whether there were other famous people in there with you, but, like, did you, like, just for fun, would you get up and do stand-up for the people in rehab?
No. At first, they were, there was nobody in there that was semi-famous. And then, all of a sudden, towards the last, like, 2 weeks, everybody was famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody was famous. And it was like, wow, I used to be Big Shot around here. All right, what do you know? Right back to the real world.
And then I was watching a video last night of you going back to Guam, which I guess some would call returning to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, that Guam trip was funny. It wasn't funny at the time, but yeah, it was funny.
And the first time you were there, didn't you go up, you were petting the drug-sniffing dog?
Yeah, it's even worse than that, because that just makes it seem like it was nice. No, I was dumb. I took these, breath strips, Elliot, that are, the THC breath strips.
Right.
And I thought that it was one, but from it being in my back pocket, the heat and the pressure had made one into two.
Right.
And I was pretty lit up, okay? And I thought I had removed, like, everything out of my bag. I removed, like, $4,000 worth of marijuana and marijuana products from my backpack.
Oh my God!
And you think you get all that out of there that you got it all? The one thing I did miss was this really great bag of reefer that Snoop Dogg gave to me. And when Snoopy gives you marijuana, you gotta take it, man. So I put it in a part of my backpack that I never use, a secret compartment zipper pack, and I didn't think anything of it. I forgot about it. Anyway, fast forward to a flight that I don't remember, and I'm zombie walking out of there, and my wife's at the bottom of the escalator going, do you have anything on you? And I'm like, no. She's like, are you sure? Because there's dogs everywhere. And I'm like, I love dogs. That's awesome. So I walk past an amnesty box, two bathrooms. I come in, and then I go 68 feet out of my way to go pet a drug dog. And the dog sits down, and I pet the dog. Okay, that's the signal that they found drugs, right? And then there's another dog about 40 feet away on another pile of luggage, and I call that dog over. He comes over, sits down, and I'm like, these dogs get it. They know I'm a dog person, right? And then the customs guys are like, hey, do you need to go use the restroom? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm fine. No, I don't need to use the restroom. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, anyway, so I go through it, and they're like, hey, would you mind coming over? And I'm like, no, no problem. All right, before we open this bag, is there anything you want to tell us? It's great to be here in Guam. there's nothing in this bag? I don't know. Are you sure? I'm like, I don't guess, And then they're like, are you positive? I'm like, well, hey, let's open it up and we'll see. You know, I don't know. All right, so it did take them long to find my secret compartment. Oh, my God. It took about removal of a book, an iPad, headphones. Oh, what's this? I'm just guessing, but that looks to be about 17 grams of kick-ass weed. Ellie, here's a fat moment. They turned my bag upside down. They found another 22 grams of shake at the bottom of my backpack.
Jesus Christ, Ralphie!
I didn't even know. I'm a rich stoner. I didn't know. I didn't know I had it in there. Okay, but what's funny is we're going through it, and I had a Pop-Tart at the bottom of my bag, and they start to reassemble the Pop-Tart like a puzzle, right? And they go, did you put marijuana in the Pop-Tart? Apparently, all the shake at the bottom had adhered itself to the jelly part of the Pop-Tart. So they were like, did you make this? And I'm like, no, that would be a Pop-Tart. That was just half a cent.
Jesus and, Christ, dude.
After they did the whole search and everything on me, which was way too embarrassing, the district attorney, federal prosecutor, the DA, and the police chief and the head of Guam's Customs came in, and they go, we have to prove intent. Okay, I was facing 5 to 15 years and $25,000 in fines. And they go, you walked nearly 70 feet out of your way to go pet a drug dog, and then you called another drug dog over, according to the video. And we just don't think we can prove that you intended to bring drugs into Guam. So how about this? We'll write you a ticket for possession of marijuana less than an ounce.
Right.
And you let us use this tape at our Christmas party.
Good deal. Good to go with that.
Done.
Absolutely.
And you bet. You want me to reenact anything to enhance the video? And they're like, no. But it was a stupid, funny thing. But we went back to Guam in November.
Right.
And all the customs guys had stuffed dogs waiting on me.
Oh, that's great. Oh, see, yeah. They're all in on the bit now. That's great. By the way, I will tell you this. My other favorite video of you, is the video of you and Bert Kreischer dancing on stage together in Nashville with your shirts off.
Yeah. That will solve spontaneous erections. That will certainly stop that. Oh, my God, I know. Me and Bert I was having kind of a bad day, and Bert was like, hey, you should come up, baby. All right, and then I see him, he's taking his shirt off, he's dancing, and I'm like, you know, Bert's right. I am kind of bored. Let me go. Yeah, I'll do that. Sounds great. And you know what? I feel great. He was right.
All right, dude. Well, listen, before I let you jump, I'll remind everybody, Saturday night, you can go see our buddy Ralphie May. He'll be at the Lisner Auditorium in D.C. Sunday night, Richmond Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. Ralphie, it is good catching up with you, my friend.
Hey, I miss you, Elliot. Smell my face.
Smell it good.
I really do. You and Diane. I love you guys.
Love you too.
For everything.
Hey, we'll talk to you later. Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy.
You got it. Later, Ralphie. Oh, the man.
You know there's a South America?
You mean like Georgia?
No, man, like a whole other place!
Hell, I ain't surprised America's so great they had to make two of them.
Haha, you right!
Yeah!
See Lollapalooza in both Americas. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nine Inch Nails, Soundgarden, Imagine Dragons, Muse, Arcade Fire, Phoenix, Cage the Elephant, and as many other bands as they could fit on two continents.
Me and my girl, we're gonna chill.
Yeah!
Party and dance because we're in Brazil. Lollapalooza, it's a flyaway. We're gonna go to Argentina and my crib chili.
And when you're back in the U.S., get the VIP treatment at Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza Chicago. It's a once-in-a-lifetime iHeartRadio Ultimate Experience. Sponsored by D3 Presents, RCA Sony Music, and Interscope Records. Powered by Hooters. Presented by XL102, Richmond's Rock Station.
At iHeartRadio, we're working nonstop to collect the best radio stations from all over the world. And we've gathered thousands all in one place. The iHeartRadio app. With thousands of stations to choose from, we've got one that's perfect for whatever you're doing or whatever mood you're in right now. Just in case you've got something really specific in mind, we've also collected 16 million songs from 400,000 artists. So you can start your own custom stations in just seconds. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. We're iHeartRadio. Download the app now or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
When I graduated from college in 2007, I was all about having the newest phone or designer bag or wearing the latest jewelry styles. I may be a little older now, but a girl's got to stay in touch with style and look cool, right? No retro or jewelry styles my mom wore for me. I want new and edgy and jewelry from designers who get it. I want a jeweler who's in touch with today. For me, that's Schwarzschild's.
We have some of the hottest new looks in jewelry. Names like John Hardy, Marco Bicchigo, Roberto Coin, or Slane. Try on the newest Swiss watch style from Raymond Weil, Breitling, Hamilton, or Tissot. And if you're shopping diamonds, we offer brands like Firemark, Hearts on Fire, and our own signature diamonds. For jewelry that's trending now, you belong at Schwarzschild. Short Pump Town Center and Cary Court in Richmond. Alverser Plaza Midlothian. And online at Schwarzschild.com.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall and had a great fall onto his neighbor's driveway. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped the neighbor with homeowner's insurance, and she was covered for the personal liability. Since her car is insured with Geico, she also got a multi-policy discount. That night, all the king's horses enjoyed one heck of an omelet. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy. I chew up information and spit out facts. Geico's local agents are some of the greatest insurance experts on earth. They can help you get exactly the coverage you need. And they're backed by Geico, a company with over 75 years of experience. So working with them will fill you with so much confidence, you'll sound like me, Gary.
To see how much you could save, call 804-934-0222 or visit your local Geico office on West Broad Street in Richmond.
Hey, it's TMO, and I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you how much time I've been spending at the new McGastropub. It's celebrity chef Malcolm Mitchell's newest project. You remember him from the Next Food Network star? Well, the eats are insane. Like, there's 6-cheese mac and cheese that's baked and topped with Cheeto breadcrumbs, and the tequila braised short rib mini tacos are to die for. Oh, and you gotta try the porch rocker, my favorite drink there. Just try it out for yourself. The new McGastropub, 2501 West Main Street in the Fan, and tell them TMO sent you and receive a free small bite or dessert.
Hey, Dollface. Guess who was voted the best salon in Virginia Living and Style Weekly? Bombshell Baby. With customized airbrush tanning, the best waxing in town. Hairstylists to die for. How could they not be? Carytown and West Broad Village locations. ILoveBombshell.com, baby.
Your Richmond commute is being brought to you by Kroger. Eat better with Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic from Kroger. You'll find this delicious and affordable natural and organic food right where you do your regular shopping. With 100 new items, eating better is easier than ever. Simple Truth, only at Kroger.
Hi, Tandy Davis for Stone Country. Remember, January is Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. Resorts have great deals on a way to get you started in a lifetime of winter fun. Learn how at snowcountry.com. A week that kicks off with pretty comfortable temperatures to get out and enjoy the quiet midweek runs on the well-groomed, loose, granular patch powder snow. Timberline ready to move onto some softer patch powder snow in 23 trails. Canaan Valley checks out 20 runs while it's snowshoe now 56 trails thanks to a recent 3 to 4 inches of fresh powder. Winter Place up to 2 dozen runs. More at snowcountry.com.
Thinking about a career in the medical field? With the new year, why not a new career? Chester Career College is enrolling for its January 6, 2014 classes. Call 751-9191 or visit chestercareercollege.edu to learn how to train for a rewarding career as a licensed practical nurse, pharmacy tech, surgical tech, medical assistant, or massage therapist. Day and evening classes. Financial aid available if qualified. Call 751-9191 or chestercareercollege.edu. Chester Career College is certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
At Toyota, legendary dependability has just taken on a whole new personality, inspired by the bold new designs of Corolla, RAV4, and Tundra. And right now, your Toyota dealer also has great deals. Search buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website, for deals for all the special offers this month. You'll find up to $1,750 cash back on new 2014 Camrys and $2,000 cash back on 2013 Prius liftbacks and much more. Plus, there's 10 models with 0% APR financing available to qualified buyers. Buyatoyota.com is the site to search for the car you want, with deals that make buying or leasing your new Toyota more affordable than ever. You can take cash back or apply to down payment. APR terms vary by model. See dealer for details. So see your Toyota dealer by February 3rd and check out what's new at Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hey, it's Fletcher, and you can catch all the postseason action at the newly remodeled Hooters in Richmond. I'm going to be at Hooters on Broad Street Wednesday 5 to 7, $100 Wings Days. I'll give away a $100 gift card, and you'll also get the half-price listed apps. Hooters on Broad, Wednesday at 5.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As a Nationwide insurance member, you'll get great value and exceptional service on your auto, home, life, or business insurance, plus a local agent who really gets to know you. Join the nation of one-stop shoppers. Call your local agent, Tim Grant, in Bowling Green today.
Donate your old car, truck, or van to the National Kidney Foundation. It's tax-deductible and will help fund research for kidney disease. Just call 1-800-488-CARS. The Kidney Cars Program.
From the 1140 WRVA All-Day Traffic Center, winter storm warning takes effect at 10, runs through midnight. Right now, watch for collisions at Parham at 3 Chop, Commerce Road at Hull Street, also a disabled vehicle, Branders Bridge Road at Lakeview, and northbound Chippenham near Midlothian. Report traffic concerns on the Allen & Allen tip line, 474-0225.
Hey, we're Miss Mister.
And you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Elliot in the Morning.
The morning. Thanks again to Ralphie May for checking in. Again, Saturday, Lisner Auditorium in D.C. Sunday, Richmond Funny Bone. So thank you very much to Ralphie May.
I'm not the only one concerned about his health, right?
Why? What's wrong with Ralphie's health?
He sounded.
He doesn't sound well.
Oh. Okay, it's early. I don't think Ralph has already been up doing, working out and doing calisthenics. He's juicing. Maybe that was it. Maybe this was one of his morning cleanses, and he wasn't, he was just getting going.
All right.
Or is it the picture on the side of his bus?
That's old. That photo is old. The bus is new, but the photo is old.
I do love his tour bus, though. His tour bus is awesome. Look at that thing, Diane. You know, he just put a train horn on that bitch. Look at that thing. I'd take my picture with that bus. I'd live on that bus.
It's going to be really convenient when he pulls into D.C. or Richmond. He's got some New York dates and New Jersey dates coming up in a couple months. It's a really nice thing to have to park outside of the venue.
Yeah, you know, at least you know who's there. A lot of times you walk by and you're like, I have no idea who that is.
Shouldn't affect congestion in those cities whatsoever.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? God damn it. Hey, okay, slow down, Elliot. Let's get one thought at a time. Have you ever been to Hamburg, Germany?
No.
I haven't either.
I've never been to Germany.
That's a better first question.
Wait, what?
I feel like that's the question you asked first. Have you ever been to Germany?
Well, I'm trying to be specific. I've been, because I could say I've been to the airport in Frankfurt, which has an awesome strip club and a great hot dog place. There they call it like a schnitzel or something like that. But that was just going through the airport, so I could say technically, yes, I've been to Germany. Kaylee, have you been to Hamburg? You've been through the airport in Hamburg. Did you know that Hamburg is the second largest city in Germany? Yeah, I learned that yesterday. But is it big? Is like Hamburg like a big major city? Again, I've never been. Well, it would have to be. I'm assuming Berlin is one. And then I would have guessed Frankfurt is two. But I guess Hamburg is two. Kaylee, find me somebody who's been to Hamburg, Germany. Because Hamburg is getting rid of all cars downtown. That's their
no cars?
That's it. No, they're
like future sales.
No, you can't drive. You cannot have a car downtown. So they are taking no vehicles, nothing's allowed. You can either, by the way, it's not like it starts tomorrow. It's several years away. But they are going to eliminate taxi cabs. They're going to eliminate personal, like just your everyday car. If you want to get around in downtown Hamburg, you have to either take public transportation. So I guess they have kind of like some kind of subway or metro line or something like that. You can bring a bike. That you can do. Or you can walk. Those are your three options. Other than that, you got a problem, tough titty, you got no car. Don't drive in, don't come in for the hockey game, don't know if they have a team, but whatever it is, whatever's downtown, and they're going to take all of like the roadways, like the major roadways and thoroughfares that go through downtown. I have no idea what downtown Hamburg is like. But those are going to become greenways and public spaces.
Is it like because of gridlock up until now?
Well, it's everything. It's gridlock. It's the green air, whatever that is. They want it to be enviro friendly. And you know the part that's most amazing to me? Let's start with that everything is gone.
Yeah, it seems like a crazy plan.
People that live there, totally into it.
Yeah?
Totally into it. You know where that wouldn't go over? The U.S. Not a chance.
Is Germany known for its air pollution? Is this more just for the crowding?
I have zero clue. Zero clue. Where am I going, Kaylee? No, because like whenever you hear like air pollution, don't you think of like China?
Yeah.
Okay, so but if Germany was known for it, you would know Germany. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so I've been to Hamburg.
Hey, is it nice?
It's lovely, man. It's awesome.
So the talk to me about downtown Hamburg.
Well, it's a lot of cobblestone, and people are everywhere, pretty much, and you can get fish on just about every corner.
So that sounds good. That sounds awesome. But are there a ton, like, is it real congested?
No, it's not at all. There's not a lot of cars in Germany to begin with, because, I mean, public transit over there is pretty good.
Like, is it like the subway system in New York or the metro system in D.C.?
Yeah, it's like the subway system in New York. Imagine every city in Germany is pretty much just like New York City in that you can get a subway anywhere, you can get a bus anywhere, and there's
right.
taxis on every corner.
Right, okay, but now they're going to get rid of taxis. Taxis in Hamburg, they're gone. But imagine Manhattan. No cars at all.
That would be great.
It would never, nobody would ever go for it. There's not a chance in hell people would be like, that's awesome.
Well, Americans are really attached to their cars to begin with, but you need them around here. I mean, public transit and the infrastructure isn't as well set up as over in Europe.
Okay, but take a major city. I'm not talking about like something suburban. Take New York, take D.C. You can get around both of those cities just fine using subway, metro, or bus. Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
New York much more than D.C.
Okay, yes, much easier in New York than in D.C., but you can get around D.C. for the most part using metro.
Oh, yeah,
or a bus. I don't know why you rule out a bus.
Throw the buses in. When you said metro, I was thinking more.
Now, I don't know. Is Hamburg, are they still going to have buses? They got to have buses.
Well, they might switch over. I don't know. If they're trying to reduce air pollution, they can do like what Zurich does. And then they have buses, but they run on like a electric system of kind of like a tram would.
Oh, okay. See, that would make sense to me.
This guy's too informed.
But it
makes me uncomfortable.
But there is no way that would ever work anywhere in the U.S. Any major city in the U.S., that would never go.
Maybe you could put in like a green area, but to ban it.
To ban vehicles? Not a chance.
In all of downtown, it seems impossible.
Well, they could do what like London does and charge an exorbitant fee to even bring a car into the city to begin with.
Is that true?
Stop reading. Is that like a tax?
Yeah, it's like a tax.
Oh.
But like, so if I were to drive into London and I didn't live in London to begin with, I would have to pay like, you know, £50, I guess it is, to bring a car into the city.
Are you serious?
I don't know if it's £50, but it's a lot of money.
That seems high. That seems very high. I like having my car. I don't need to do that. And listen,
I like to have the option. Like, what if you want to, you know,
drive a go away for the weekend, and it's not some place that is
park it outside
accessible.
Park it 20 miles outside and walk your ass over, or ride your bike. Why don't you just ride your bike and get out there? Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, it's JZ.
Hey, what's up, JZ?
Hey, I was in Hamburg, but I was in Germany and France this summer, and Paris actually doesn't allow cars in their downtown district.
Wait a minute. Yes, they do.
And what everybody thinks of Paris is the historical areas where all the touristy stuff is, but they actually have a separate part of the city that's their financial district, kind of like the New York City.
Right.
For all the modern skyscrapers and all the buildings, and no cars. You have to either take the metro in or park outside and go in.
Okay, so, but like that part, and this is where my French isn't that good, the Arc de Triomphe. But don't people die in that circle every day,
right,
because of cars?
That's not in their financial district.
Okay, so it's just one small part of Paris.
Yeah, it's pretty big, though. I mean, I didn't even realize that they had, like, a separate area. But it's like you can see it from, like, the Eiffel Tower and Arc de Triomphe. It's not too far from the Arc de Triomphe.
That's how you
say
it.
But it's their major corporate, it's like where all the, you know, like their stock exchange and everything like that, but it's a pretty large area.
But don't you agree that would never float in the U.S. in any major city in the U.S.
No.
That would never float.
No, we love our cars.
Yeah, no, exactly. And by the way, even if I have no problem taking the subway, that's totally fine. But if I want to drive, I also want to drive.
Right.
Yeah, don't tell me I can't. And I'm not biking. That is the last thing I'm doing. And don't start covering everything up. And give me the roads and everything will be good.
Right.
But you know what? People in Hamburg, totally into it. They love the idea.
Well, Germany is pretty efficient when it comes to, like, their the emissions and all that. I mean, there are windmills everywhere. They're all about being conservative.
Oh, so they're all green anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, very good. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got to do it. We'll talk to you later. Yes, Tyler.
By the way, if you wrote an article on this story over the weekend and didn't lead with the headline, auto ban.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Ow.
That's pretty good. See what they did there, Diane?
Just quit your job.
All right. Let me take a break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, you get your tickets to see Arcade Fire. Keep in mind, you win those tickets, you qualify for the grand prize. Trip for two to see them wrap up their tour in Montreal.
Elliot in the morning. Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the morning on XL102.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall and had a great fall onto his neighbor's driveway. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped the neighbor with homeowner's insurance, and she was covered for the personal liability. Since her car is insured with Geico, she also got a multi-policy discount. That night, all the king's horses enjoyed one heck of an omelet. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy. I chew up information and spit out facts. Geico's local agents are some of the greatest insurance experts on earth. They can help you get exactly the coverage you need. And they're backed by Geico, a company with over 75 years of experience. So working with them will fill you with so much confidence, you'll sound like me, Gary.
To see how much you could save, call 804-934-0222 or visit your local Geico office on West Broad Street in Richmond.
Diamonds Direct, because they have such a direct relationship, literally almost back to the mines, and can bring diamonds in, are able to provide a larger selection at a very, very reasonable price.
Dennis Pop has been selling diamonds for over 30 years, and he's amazed at what he can now do working at Diamonds Direct.
You can't beat the prices. We will win every time.
But what Dennis also likes, at Diamonds Direct, he's able to show his customer the inside secrets, how to buy a diamond like a dealer buys, including sharing the industry's own pricing guide used by jewelers.
We actually share that with you, so you have another piece of knowledge that is beyond anything else any other jewelry store offers, because it really tells you what a diamond sells for when I buy it as a jeweler. We bring the backroom information to the front.
Diamonds Direct, taking the mystery and the confusion out of buying a diamond.
What happens is they get a better understanding of the diamond, they get a better understanding of what they're paying for, they get a better understanding of value, and they walk out going, I feel good about what I spent.
Diamonds Direct, Richmond's direct diamond importer in Short Pump, West Broadville.
Village across from Whole Foods Market.
The big game is coming up, and you could win $10,000. Log on to XL102Richmond.com, keyword big game, and guess the final score. If you're correct, you could win $10,000. Powered by Ashley Furniture Home Store. No purchase necessary.
Hey, it's Elliot for Haley Toyota. Haley Toyota has the best-selling car in America, the Toyota Camry. More and more people are choosing the Camry for reasons like dependability and safety, and for its premium accessories now with available backup camera and its truly inspiring performance. This is the new Toyota, where smart and reliable is now more fun to drive. Come test drive the new 2014 Camry at Haley Toyota today. Conveniently located at Route 288 in Hull Street or online anytime at HaleyToyota.com.
Clear Channel is the country's premier media and entertainment company, and we have a limited number of great opportunities available for motivated sales professionals in media or with experience in the financial and automotive industries. Several individuals from these fields have already made the successful transition to media sales, and you could be next. If you thrive on the challenge of commission sales and are looking for a new and exciting career, we want to meet you.
Go to XL102Richmond.com and type careers in the search box to get started.
Clear Channel is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, welcome to State Farm.
What's up?
Hi, I want to switch to State Farm, but my husband has a hard time letting things go. He's stuck in the 90s.
As if. Well, if you do switch to State Farm, I can save you $500.
$500? Raise the roof!
Switch to State Farm for your auto insurance, and you could save on average $500. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. Average household savings based on 2012 national survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
As a Nationwide insurance member, you'll get great value and exceptional service on your auto, home, life, or business insurance, plus a local agent who really gets to know you. Join the nation of one-stop shoppers. Call your local agent, Tim Grant, in Bowling Green today.
From the 1140 WRVA All-Day Traffic Center, a few slow spots to dodge out there. Watch for collisions at Pyramid 3, chopped on the south side, Commerce Road at Hull Street, Jeff Davis at Terminal Avenue. And a disabled vehicle could slow you Brander's Bridge Road at Lakeview Avenue. Report traffic concerns on the Allen & Allen tip line, 474-0225.
This is Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Great clouds all over the hill.
if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Monkeys, and you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Morning. 8:42, it's Elliot in the Morning. All right, we got to get into some news. After that, you get your tickets to see Arcade Fire. Qualify for the grand prize. Trip for two to head to Montreal to watch them wrap up their tour. It's not till August, so if you don't have a passport, you got plenty of time. It's no big deal. All right, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
As the snow is already starting to fall this morning, for example, up in New York, they've actually upgraded the amounts. It sounds like Long Island is going to get the brunt of it. They've upgraded it up to 14 inches in certain parts. That should taper off by early tomorrow morning, although the bulk of it should be done by late tonight. Like I said, it's already starting to fall in portions of the New York listening area. It's already starting to come in from the west, like we've been hearing also come in portions of Frederick, Gaithersburg, starting to see it as well. Heaviest snowfall expected between noon and 7 in and around the D.C. area. Again, 5 to 8 inches total is what is expected. Developing between 10 and noon in Richmond today, about 3 to 5, maybe 6 inches, depending on where you are in and around the Richmond area. Again, heaviest expected during the evening commute time. Anti-icing treatments started last night. They continued into the early morning hours overnight. Salt and sand trucks are out right now. They basically have to wait until they get something on the roads before sure. That's really going to be
well, and yesterday
of any
was all
effect.
Brining and Getting all that down.
And by the way, if you were planning on taking the metro over to the National Zoo today, no bow bow today. They decided to shut down.
That is shut down.
No National Zoo today. Russian security forces possibly looking for as many as 4 Black Widows who have been tasked with carrying out terrorist attacks related to the Winter Olympics. One suspect in particular identified as Ruzana Ibrahimova, also known as Salima, said to be a 22-year-old widow of an Islamic militant killed by Russian security forces last year. In wanted posters that have been distributed throughout Sochi, she was described as having a limp on her right leg, a left arm that does not bend at the elbow, as well as a 4-inch scar across her cheek. Militant groups are known to use these black widows,
Right. Female
terrorists named as such, because some seek to seek revenge for the deaths of their husbands. President Obama is going to meet with Pope Francis at the Vatican as part of a European trip that is scheduled for March. The White House saying this morning that the president looks forward to discussing with the Pope their shared commitment to fighting poverty and growing inequality during their March 27th meeting. Also, at least 5 thieves armed with hammers storming a jewelry store in Memphis, Tennessee.
Did you see the video footage of that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They said they stole dozens of Rolex watches, each watch worth about $11,000. The total take about $715,000. Nobody was hurt in the incident.
No, they all fled in the back.
Yes.
Other people thought they were gunshots going off, but it was just the cases getting bashed.
Yeah, they said using sledgehammers and guns. They were armed, but I said nobody was injured in the incident. The culprits remain at large after this smash and grab that happened in Memphis, Tennessee. Kraft Foods recalling some 1.77 million pounds of Velveeta products because of mislabeling. Boxes of Kraft Velveeta cheesy skillets are being recalled.
So that's why they knew that there was going to be a shortage of Velveeta, because it's all contaminated.
Being recalled. Not contaminated, just mislabeled.
Uh-oh.
Because the labels don't disclose the presence of soy products that are known to be allergens, and that can be a bad thing for people who have soy allergies. Moving on to sports, the Capitals take on the Ottawa Senators tonight at the Verizon Center. The Devils taking on the St. Louis Blues this evening. The Islanders went to the shootout, beating the Flyers 4-3 yesterday afternoon. They are back in action tonight against the Rangers at Madison Square Garden.
By the way, did you see your one of your favorite hockey players is out for the season?
Mr. Klitsam?
Yes, Grant Klitsam.
No kidding.
Had to go in for season-ending back surgery. Oh. So, yeah, he's done for the year. And then done only for 15 days, though. Your John Tortorella, mm-hmm. he ends up getting the big suspension for the Vancouver Canucks-Calgary Flames line brawl that went off. And then Tortorella tried to go into the Flames locker room, and McGrattan kept him out of there. And then Malarchuk was walking him down the hall. What a mess.
But they said Flames coach Bob Hartley also
got fined $25,000 for embarrassing the league.
Is that the charge?
It is, number one. And number two, it pisses me off because anybody who wants to take a shot at what is the greatest major sport just looks at that and goes, see, look what you got going on. It was like when Peter Gammons was taking shots, the baseball writer was taking shots at hockey all weekend. That everybody was going back at him and go, hey, listen, you're going to take shots at hockey? I believe your sport's been dirty for the last 25 years. So I just started a whole pissing match. But everybody who starts teeing off looks at that and goes, well, look what you got. You got a coach trying to storm into a locker room and go after players. That pissed me off.
NFL announcing that Roger Goodell will be sitting outside at MetLife Stadium for the Super Bowl, saying his seats are in an outside area, just like tens of thousands of fans.
I will be sitting in a living room.
Right. With the promotion of Sean McVay, to offensive coordinator, Redskins needed a new tight ends coach, so they've hired former Cowboys assistant Wes Phillips to take that job. Also, Ike Hilliard returning to the Redskins as receivers coach. That was announced yesterday. News from the Australian Open.
Yes.
Time defense. Champion Novak Djokovic upset.
Yes!
You like that?
Oh, I love that.
Oh.
One less powerhouse that Federer's got to get through. Listen, I'd love for him to lose. I'd love for Nadal to lose. Federer's got to beat Murray. Yeah, no. And would you rather play Djokovic or Wawrinka? You'd rather play Wawrinka. Absolutely.
The Stanimal?
The... Yes,
the nickname.
No, it's not a name. It is today because he beat Djokovic. But it's not like people were lining up in Australia to watch Djokovic take on the Stanimal in that quarterfinal matchup. No, that's great news. That's awesome news.
That ends Djokovic's 25 match winning streak.
Now it does kind of suck because you hate to see the big names out. But you know what? If it benefits Federer, I am in.
To look at news and sports, take a look at the weather coming next.
XL 102.
If you're still wearing contacts or glasses, you've probably thought of 1,000 reasons to have LASIK.
I wouldn't have to buy contact lenses. Swimming would be easier. Oh, I could see when I wake up.
Well, Cullum Eye and Laser Center would like to introduce you to 1,000 more. $1,000 off LASIK from now until February 28th. Let's face it, having LASIK with Dr. Cullum is the perfect way to kick off 2014 and one New Year's resolution that you'll enjoy every day. Dr. Cullum is not only a former Navy commander, but he also has over 20 years' experience and was voted Best LASIK Center 2 years in a row. So call Cullum Eye and Laser Center right now at 757-209-2222 and save $1,000 off LASIK from now until February 28th. See your true potential in 2014 by having LASIK with Dr. Cullum. Call 757-209-2222 or visit CullumEyeCenter.com. Some restrictions apply.
XL 102.
Weather for today, everybody is under a winter storm warning. The upgraded amounts now, the New York area, anywhere from 8 to 14 inches. D.C. expecting 5 to 8 inches. Richmond, closer to 3 to 6.
All right, thank you very much, Diane. Hey, by the way, were we supposed to review the proposed changes to the NASCAR Chase? Or we'll do that. You want to do that on the post-show podcast?
I'll do it on the post-show.
Or you could just blog if you want. Either way.
It's very interesting. We want those Game 7 moments, Diane. Scott's been arguing for him for years, and they want to create the excitement that you get at a Richmond for the race that sets the chase.
By the way, I will say, though, Tyler and I were going over them pretty heavily yesterday. We were FaceTiming to go over them. if they put those if they put those changes into effect, it is pretty good. That is pretty solid.
Well, except for I'm not a big fan of the winner take all final race.
Oh, the final race, and it's not necessarily winner take all as much as it is best finish takes all
at the homestead.
Yeah, of course, it's the final race of the chase. But yeah, no, if the moves that they're looking to make, man, you agree? It would totally change the chase.
Oh, for sure. I love cutting drivers out of the 16 driver field after the third, sixth, and ninth races, and having homestead be the deal. I just think that your point shouldn't be wiped going into homestead.
All right, you know what? We'll get into it on the post-show podcast. Link through Chasey.
Read my blog.
866 to Elliott. 866-235-5468. Call me right now. I am going to give you tickets to go see Arcade Fire. August 17th at the Verizon Center. August 24th at the Barclays Center. 866 to Elliott. 866-235-5468. Remember, you win, you qualify for the grand prize that we give away on Friday. Trip for two to go see them wrap up their tour in their hometown of Montreal.
Elliott in the Morning.
XL 102.
After Elliott.
Richmond's Rock Station.
There's something about the start of a new year that I find exhilarating. There's a new page on my calendar, a new spring in my step, and a new desire to look as good as I feel. For me, that means now's the time for new jewelry with panache and style. The kind I'll find at Schwarzschild's.
Whatever new look you have in mind, we have some dazzling possibilities from Christopher Designs. Our selection of criss-cut diamond rings, earrings, and pendants will add new fire and brilliance to your new look. If you're searching for the ultimate engagement ring, try on a Schwarzschild's signature diamond, the new standard of beauty. Alluring new styles and extraordinary selections are why you belong at Schwarzschild. Visit us in Short Pump Town Center and Cary Court in Richmond, Alverser Plaza in Midlothian, and online at Schwarzschild.com.
Looking for something fun to do Tuesday nights? Look no further. Pearl Raw Bar invites you to join them tonight for Crab Legs Night. That's right. Tuesday night is Crab Leg Night, featuring all-you-can-eat crab legs and more. Choose from 1 pound snow crab legs for only $10.95, 2 pounds for just $20.95, and if you're really hungry, their all-you-can-eat crab legs may be just what you're looking for. Pearl is located at 2229 West Main Street in the heart of the Fan. For more information, log on to pearlrva.com.
Hey, so I hear you're getting all your friends together so you can have this wild time on the town, but you really shouldn't have anybody drinking and driving. So you should call Veterans Taxi Cab Service. It's so awesome, and it's not that expensive either. So give them a call, 275-5542. That's 275-5542. Easy, huh? Or you can invite me, and I'd call.
Veterans Taxi Cab Service, Richmond's safe ride home for over 66 years. 275-5542. That's 275-5542 for more information.
Richmond Funny Bone welcomes comedian Ralphie May, performing live for one night only, Sunday, January 26th. His popularity exploded after the success of the first season of NBC's hit reality series, Last Comic Standing, and that has made Ralphie May one of Richmond's favorite comedians. So join him for this special engagement. See Ralphie May this Sunday at Richmond Funny Bone. For tickets, call 521-8900 or richmondfunnybone.com.
Are you a woman over 40? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that'll help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-268-0362. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-268-0362. That's 1-800-268-0362.
The Hooters Beautification Project is underway, and we've just remodeled the stores in your area. Your favorite wings, and of course, your favorite Hooters girls, are set in a more contemporary design with a new bar layout and even more flat-screen TVs. Find your location at Hooters.com.
As a nationwide insurance member, you'll get great value and exceptional service on your auto, home, life, or business insurance, plus a local agent who really gets to know you. Join the nation of one-stop shoppers. Call your local agent, Tim Grant, in Bowling Green today.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C! What's that spell?
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Call now for a free incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice, just quick, easy incorporation. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I used to struggle with contacts and glasses, but not anymore. I chose LASIK Plus for my LASIK procedure. When I researched LASIK, I found out that Dr. Wills at LASIK Plus has performed more than 67,000 procedures, and he's right here in Richmond. That experience really mattered to me. And Dr. Wills only uses 100% bladeless technology. It seemed that everyone I asked went to LASIK Plus, so I went there too. Now I have 20/20 vision, and I'm absolutely thrilled.
Get LASIK at LASIK Plus today and be back to work with 20/20 vision tomorrow. Call 800-350-2020 to schedule your free consultation. Be sure to ask about special financing that can fit LASIK into your budget. That's 800-350-2020. Call now or visit AskLASIKPlus.com. Choose LASIK Plus, because when it comes to your vision, experience matters. Results and recovery may vary. Paid actors, not actual patients.
Join XL102 at the Downtown Paper Moon for Wet T-Shirt Wednesdays. Richmond's only wet T-shirt contest where naughty amateurs compete for $250 in weekly prize money. No cover before 10 p.m. Get wet this Wednesday at Paper Moon Downtown at 3300 Norfolk Street.
They call me Murphy. And I'm a service tech at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. It was 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and a Kona Blue Mustang drove in.
I'm due for a tire rotation.
I poured her coffee, black. She hopped on Wi-Fi, and I got to work. I inflated, rotated, and aligned the tires. Multi-point inspection looked good. Took a half hour, tops.
With a full range of services, great prices on 13 name brand tires, and no appointment necessary, Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
From the 1140 WRVA All-Day Traffic Center, winter storm warning takes effect in about an hour. We'll run through midnight. Right now, watch for collisions at Paramount 3 Chop, Commerce Road at Hull Street, and Jeff Davis at Terminal Avenue. Report current traffic concerns on the Allen & Allen tip line at 474-0225.
This is Ryan from Capital Cities, and you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
This is the Elliot in the Morning Radio Network. WOR, New York. WWDC, Washington. WRXL, Richmond. Elliot in the Morning.
Straight up 9 o'clock, it's Elliot in the Morning. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Hi, who's this?
Elliot, it's Kevin.
Kevin, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, pretty good, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent, thank you. Kevin, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. You will go see Arcade Fire in concert.
Sweet.
Plus, I will also qualify you for the grand prize. Trip for two to see them wrap up their tour the end of August in Montreal, which is their hometown. That show's going to be out of control.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So if you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some info from you. Hey, can I ask you a question real quick?
Absolutely.
Hey, have you ever heard of or seen, they're called rubber band Gatling guns?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you really?
Yeah, I've seen those before.
Do you own one?
No.
Dude, I saw a video of one of these things over the weekend. First of all, I'll be full disclosure. I'm not an owner of one. I've never bought one. Based on the price tag of these things, I'll never buy one.
What is it?
Are you... They're like $700, $800?
Holy crap.
Yeah, no. But, dude, they are unbelievable. I was... Wow. Diane, look at that thing. Diane, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Is that... Similar to the one you saw?
Yeah, I mean, mine's kind of painted up.
That's $800?
Not mine. The one that I saw was kind of painted up to look like a little camouflage-y. But yeah, so it is it's a wooden... I'm not an expert at these at all. I'm not nowhere even close. Kaylee, find me an expert, please,
I mean,
in the rubber
like
band Gatling gun.
Made with like the equivalent of like popsicle sticks.
Diane, it fires 672 rounds in 48 seconds.
Of rubber bands.
Yeah. You gotta watch a video. It is bad ass. I don't know what you do with it.
Torture people.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Other than fire rubber bands. Like, do they have rubber band Gatling gun wars? Like, would I show up for, or is this like,
when today all the major cities will have big snowball fights?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be out there with my, band, I don't like saying band because it's not like banned by people. The rubber band Gatling guns, which sounds ridiculous to say.
Yes. This is not a thing.
That is awesome. Oh, yes, it is a thing.
Think about when people would fire one at you. It would hurt so much, this Gatling gun.
Oh, yeah, that would. You know what looks like it would be a massive pain in the ass? Putting 672 rubber bands on a piece of wood.
I was gonna say, how long did that
looks
take?
Like it would be a pain in the ass. However, when you watch that thing fire, holy crap. And by the way, expensive as hell. I'm telling you, some of them go for like $700, $800.
That's for the gun. How much for the rubber bands?
You buy rubber bands at any
rubber
band store.
Well, you're not using like the Rainbow Loom ones. What are you using?
I don't know. Rubber bands, like from Home Depot.
But do they have, obviously, a Gatling gun is an advanced...
You want it for Christmas?
No. Is an advanced gun.
Right.
Are there even... Were rubber band guns things? I thought you just put them on your finger.
That's all I ever did. And by the way, anytime you pull a rubber band and point it at somebody, first thing they do, they flinch. Love it.
Yeah, because it hurts.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Oh, dude, hold on 1 second. Don't hang up. You got to get your tickets, all right, bro?
Thanks, man.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold on 1 second, please.
Everyone had a technique for how they loaded it on their finger. I was never very good at it.
Oh, are you talking about where you made your finger like a gun?
Yes.
And then you would have it on your pinky?
That's why I'm saying, was there a step between the finger to this machine gun?
Oh, see, I was two-handed. Diane's lost. You could either hold it on the end of your finger and pull it back and then let it go, or you could make your finger so, like, your thumb would be up and your finger would be up. Say again?
Would you use the nail?
I mean, if you had them, if you didn't bite them. But, yeah. But then you would wrap, you'd have the rubber band here, you'd wrap it around your thumb, down around your, and this was your trigger down here, the pinky or the whole finger, one of the two. And then if you popped it, then it would shoot off around your hand and go.
I feel like the demonstration is in need of a rubber band.
I'm sorry, Kaylee, where am I going? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Keontae in Richmond.
Hey, what's up, Keontae?
Yeah, I built one of these guns before.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You built a rubber band Gatling gun?
Yeah, back in the day, man. Me and my friends used to do this all the time.
Hey, but let me ask you this. Like, was it as... The one that I'm looking at, I mean, this thing is beautiful.
Yeah, while I was on hold, I was looking up a couple of them. Yeah, they're way more advanced than the... than a POS ones that we had, but yeah, I've built these before, dude. I've built like little pistols and all that stuff.
Did you have, they call it the rubber band Rambo, which had 16 barrels and could fire 14 rubber bands per second. Did you have one of those?
No, not one of those. I mean, Ellie, to be honest, man, I mean, these look like way advanced, like some dudes that just have like way too much time on their hands.
Dude, these things are... First of all, I have no idea where you would get them. And they're clearly built for, like you're saying, the ones that you built back then, they were like for a bunch of kids, right?
Yeah, of course they were a bunch of kids just trying to hurt each other, yeah,
of course. These, I don't get a sense that these Gatling guns, these rubber band Gatling guns, I don't feel like they're built for kids.
No, they're definitely not, man. They look way too heavy for like an 8-year-old to be carrying around.
Also, I'm not spending $800 to get my kid something for rubber bands.
Oh, of course not, dude. No. These are for grown adults who just want to play pranks on each other's friends. Because you can't use regular rubber bands for those.
Oh, so you got to get are there special like Gatling rubber band bands?
Well, they may say they're Gatling rubber band bands, but they're more like those industrial rubber bands.
I know what you're talking about. Those big, thick red ones.
Yeah, those like really thick ones.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, those will leave a welt like no one's business.
Like the ones around broccoli.
Those are thick. No, I'm talking about like kind of round wise. They're thick, not wide wise. Not thick. No, those you can't do anything with the ones around broccoli.
What grown adult is playing with rubber bands?
Well, a lot of them. If these guns are selling for $800 a piece. Hey, yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Rubber bands. No, they have like industrial grade rubber bands, dude.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what.
Let's see. I'll see your liquid ass and raise you. Is that the new office deal?
Pranks.
By the way, could you imagine walking through the office and just firing that thing off at people?
Probably an HR issue.
Oh, I would. That would make me. And I could put together. You give me 3 seconds. I could put together a list of about 15 people I'd like to shoot it at right now. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Whose eye is this?
Who died? Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. Trivia time. Yes? No, who died?
Freddie Fingers Lee, the classic rock pianist.
Right.
Do you know who that is?
I
heard the name.
I feel like I know the name.
He died over the weekend. He was missing an eye, and I never knew why. He lost it when a dart went astray.
Shut up.
It was his father.
Are you serious?
Yes.
His old man hit him in the eye with a dart?
I believe
Here's his
so.
Picture. He's wearing a patch.
But isn't that the story?
He took a dart to the eye? Oh.
I'd rather take a rubber band.
His daughter remembers her dad.
Pick 'em lines 1 through 8. You don't want to take a rubber band to the eye.
His daughter remembers her dad occasionally dropping his glass eye in people's drinks when they wouldn't look.
Hilarious!
Jesus. Anyway, sorry to get off track, but I read that in his obituary and I was like,
he got taken out by a dart in the eye. No, he didn't die from that.
Stray dart thrown by his father.
How about that?
At the age of 3. Sorry, son.
Oh, no, but that's fine. No. You know what? If you're going to lose your eye, wouldn't you? You know what? Table Jerry Lee Jones. I'll get to him in a second. What's his name?
Freddie Fingers.
And just for getting an A+ in comprehension, I knew his age, but left it out.
Oh.
Thanks, Diane.
No. I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you why losing it at 3 is good. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Richard.
Hey, what's up, Richard?
Hey, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I make these things and sell them.
The Gatling guns.
Exactly, but I make mine out of aluminum. I got a machine shop.
You know what? I feel like that... Listen, and what the hell do I know? But I feel like that violates some kind of, some kind of Gatling gun code. Because I'm telling you, all of the ones... And I started looking to see how much they were... They're all made out of wood.
Well, yeah, but I sell mine between $400 and $500.
That's cheaper. Hey, but who's buying them?
Craigslist, kids, most of them like 16 or so.
See, I feel like the ones that I'm looking at here, these are like all adults that are buying them.
I've got a couple of random adults, but all of them say they're getting them for their kids, but you know they want to play with it themselves.
Maybe I'm wrong, but if I told Jackie... That I needed to take $800 out of the bank because I was going to buy a rubber band gun. I mean, listen, I do plenty of things that are not adultish, but I feel like $800 for a rubber band gun, she would not be pleased.
Is that money well spent?
No.
At least she would believe that's what you're using it for. If Diane's husband did it, she'd say, who is she?
That's Diane's go-to. Yeah. Hey, do they fire off the guns that you're making? Do they fire off 672 rounds in 48 seconds?
Well, the way mine works, I've got 4 barrels, and I've got...
4 barrels? That gun's not going to win anything. I'm talking about the rubber band Rambo's got 16 barrels, mofo.
Well, I've got like a crankshaft, which is like, you know, 1 per barrel, and they're all on the same bearing system.
Right.
So you can crank back. I think I've got it set up now where you'll get about 36 per crankshaft, and as you pull the trigger, you've got 4 different, you know, crankshafts letting off, you know, 36 apiece.
Yeah, still, my Rambo gun kicked that thing's ass.
But the way that I've got it manufactured is when they come off hot. Like, if you're anywhere within 10 feet, you're going to regret, you know, standing there.
Are you serious?
So it's a great office. And with the aluminum, it's still light, but it's real shiny. It looks like something out of a James Bond movie. So it's a good office piece, at least, you know, have it sit on your desk. But I'll be more than interested to let you know. Go on Craigslist, you can get yourself one.
I'd be more than interested to take a receivership of one of those. I'd walk around the office with it in a second, taking people out.
That's what it's for. It's about fun. But you, people spend money on the craziest things in the world. $400 to some people is nothing. I mean, people buy, you know.
What the hell? I can use an iPhone for other things other than just shooting. I mean, when you say
like
you're buying,
calling people.
When you say it's a rubber band gun, it's hard to justify $800. But I hear you. I guess you'd say that for anything.
What's the difference between a $400, you know, pair of headphones and something that you can have a lot of fun with around the office?
I wouldn't spend $400 on a pair of headphones either. That I wouldn't do.
It's like people do.
This voice isn't going to sound any better through an expensive pair of headphones.
And we use
trust
those
me.
Every day.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
All right, bye-bye.
You got it, man. All right, now as I get into a break, now I need two things. I need somebody who's got one of these high-end Gatling guns. Also, I want somebody who's lost an eye with a dart and somebody who's lost an eye with a rubber band. Oh, and also, just to go off of Diane, give me somebody who lost an eye at a young age, but not anything medical. Like, medical will make me sad. I want accident.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want accident. Because I still think you're better off going dart than you are rubber band.
And if you lost it at a young age, make sure you're at the point where you can laugh about it now.
Because I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to. All right, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Grab some phone calls next.
Connect with Elliot in the morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Elliot in the morning.
What? Hey, do you know there's a South America?
You mean like Georgia?
No, man, like a whole other place.
Hell, I ain't surprised. America's so great they had to make two of them.
You right.
Yeah.
See Lollapalooza in both Americas. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Nine Inch Nails. Soundgarden. Imagine Dragons. Muse. Arcade Fire. Phoenix. Cage the Elephant. And as many other bands as they could fit on two continents.
Me and my girl, hey. We're gonna chill.
Yeah.
Party and dance because we're in Brazil. Lollapalooza, it's a fly away. We're gonna go to Argentina and my crib chill.
And when you're back in the U.S., get the VIP treatment at Lollapalooza Chicago. It's a once-in-a-lifetime iHeartRadio Ultimate Experience. Sponsored by C3 Presents, RCA Sony Music, and Interscope Records. Powered by Hooters. Presented by XL102, Richmond's Rock Station.
You wake up to radio. You drive to radio. You work to the radio. It's always there when you need it. For great music, a laugh, or local info. And you don't have to miss your favorite stations when you're not near a radio. At iHeartRadio, we've been hard at work collecting the best stations from around the world, including this station, and putting them in one free app. We believe there's a radio station playing music perfect for whatever mood you're in right now. Come find one that's perfect for you. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, all in one free app. That's iHeartRadio. Download the app now or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Wow, that is one old, dog-eared, tattered, splattered, dirty old cap you're wearing.
What, my Cap Center ball cap?
Is that what that is?
I got it when we got a new home loan at Cap Center a few years back. Almost never take it off.
Yeah, it shows.
I love this Cap Center cap.
Your cap tells me you also love mustard, red wine, paintball.
Listen, my Cap Center mortgage went smooth. They gave me a great interest rate, and Cap Center saved me thousands in closing costs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're house hunting and are wondering where to get our mortgage.
Go to Cap Center. They'll put a cap on your mortgage costs like nobody else. You'll get a free cap, too.
While I'm there, I'll ask about a replacement cap for you, too.
Maybe a red one.
I think I'll just ask for a clean one.
Yeah.
Saving you money on new home mortgages is old hat to us. Call Cap Center at 804-968-5000 or visit CapCenter.com for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender. Free cap giver.
Right now, any size cup of freshly brewed Wawa coffee is only a dollar. So the question is,
What size coffee do you need today? If you just want a little to get your morning going, a 12-ounce cup might do. But if you've got a big meeting or you're preparing for a huge exam, you might need a 24-ounce cup to keep you going all day and night. Good news is, any size cup you need from small to extra, extra large is only a dollar. Grab yours today. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Take a break from the work week tonight at Sedona Tap House with a free craft beer tasting and tap takeover from 5 till 8. Experience a different craft brewery every week. Sedona Tap House, serious food and over 500 craft beers. Visit today in Midlothian or online at SedonaTapHouse.com.
At Toyota, legendary dependability has just taken on a whole new personality, inspired by the bold new designs of Corolla, RAV4, and Tundra. And right now, your Toyota dealer also has great deals. Search buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals for all the special offers this month. You'll find up to $1,750 cash back on new 2014 Camrys and $2,000 cash back on 2013 Prius liftbacks and much more. Plus, there's 10 models with 0% APR financing available to qualified buyers. Buyatoyota.com is the site to search for the car you want with deals that make buying or leasing your new Toyota more affordable than ever. You can take cash back or apply to down payment. APR terms vary by model. See dealer for details. So see your Toyota dealer by February 3rd and check out what's new at Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Ethel, this stuff you brought is delicious. I could get addicted to this.
All right, kill the music. You're violating a noise ordinance and, well, what is this?
Frank Smith hot sauce, officer. I put that on everything.
Let me confiscate a kebab here.
Oh, boy. Dispatcher, all good here, 10-4.
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Try Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Chicken Dip recipe, the king of all dips. Look for it at franksredhot.com.
Isn't it time you say goodbye to contacts and glasses? LASIK Plus has the experience your vision deserves. Get LASIK at LASIK Plus today and be back to work with 20/20 vision tomorrow. Call 800-680-2020 to schedule your free consultation. Be sure to ask about special financing that can fit LASIK into your budget. That's 800-680-2020. Call now or visit AskLASIKPlus.com. Choose LASIK Plus, because when it comes to your vision, experience matters. Results and recovery may vary.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Are you a woman over 40? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that'll help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-268-0362. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-268-0362. That's 1-800-268-0362.
Ethel, this stuff you brought is delicious. I could get addicted to this.
All right, kill the music. You're violating a noise ordinance and, well, what is this?
Frank's Red Hot Sauce, officer. I put that on everything.
Let me confiscate a kebab here.
Oh, boy. Dispatcher, all good here, 10-4.
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Try Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Chicken Dip recipe, the king of all dips. Look for it at franksredhot.com.
Reconnect with your favorite movie characters at VMFA's newest exhibition, Hollywood Costume, which features the most iconic costumes from a century of cinema. Check out costumes from The Wizard of Oz, Titanic, The Dark Knight Rises, The Matrix, Cleopatra, and many more. See it now.
This is Nikki from Silver Sun Pickups, and you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Elliot in the Morning.
9:21, it's Elliot in the Morning. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Robin Zander from Cheap Trick will be on with us.
Let me teach you how to eat.
All right, let me grab a couple phone calls. Line 2. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey, Elliot. I lived in 2011 without straying too far from the eye thing with a diaper-wearing pirate who did pirate shows and did a sword show in one of the stadiums in Baltimore. I think it was, not PSI net, but the Orioles Stadium, Camden Yards.
Yes.
During one of the halftime shows, and he did kind of choreography sword fights. And it was in front of a bunch of people, and the guy he was sword fighting didn't, you know, block like he was supposed to, was off. And he stabbed the other guy's eye out.
He stabbed the dude's eye out?
Yeah, and the guy is blind in the one eye, and he thinks, like, he didn't really care because he thought he was a pirate too, so now he has a life patch.
Okay.
I swear, no, this is true.
I totally believe you. I totally believe you. But
yeah.
If you were going to lose an eye, wouldn't you, first of all, I don't want to get it stabbed out. I want it to be from like a projectile. And I want it to be when I'm young.
Like, how young?
Oh, but how old was Freddy Fingers? 3?
3? That young?
Yeah, I would much rather. Wouldn't you?
You don't know any better? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You'd rather not have vision in that eye from birth.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So, yeah, the younger the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Although, well, but is it different? I think that when I think blindness, but is it different if it's only one?
Well, then you just adapt.
I mean, you can still drive.
But then, like, your perception. Yeah, your like, your depth perception would be all off. So, like, I think that you'd want the same thing as, obviously not as severe as blindness, but you'd want to...
So you don't want it, you want
to... Be in your current state from the get-go.
While you get used to growing up. If you had a choice.
Yeah.
Rubber band or dart?
Is the dart, and this is going to get graphic, is the dart more like a stabbing?
Because
I imagine the rubber band...
Well, it's like an ice pick coming at your head.
Yeah, but the rubber band, I feel like it has to be removed because it's deadened the eye.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I think here's why you want dart. That thing's just piercing and going in. I almost feel like rubber band has to explode the eye. Like, it's just not going to puncture... And then I'm done.
I feel like the rubber band's going to hurt more.
I don't know about that.
What?
I don't know about that.
The stinging.
Diane, I'm going to have a metal dart in my, like, in my... And that's also going into... Like, the rubber band's going to hit your eye and fall out.
Yeah.
The dart's going into my eye. Barf. I'm sorry, where am I going?
Blurg.
Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Eric. How you doing, man?
Good. What's going on, Eric?
Not too bad. About 15 years ago, a buddy of mine was cleaning out his paintball gun, and he thought it was jammed, so he peeked down the barrel, and it discharged and popped his eye like a balloon.
Did it really?
Yeah. We cleaned it up afterwards. He had, like, traces down the wall where he was, like, dragging his hand, blood and paint everywhere.
Jesus. And that was a paintball gun?
Yep.
I think I would still rather take... rubber band or dart over paintball gun. I will say the only thing I like about paintball gun is you probably don't see it coming. Dart you see coming.
He sure as hell didn't see it coming.
Did a 3-year-old
okay, no.
Freddy Fingers Lee see the dart coming? No.
Okay,
if you saw something coming, you'd get out of the way.
Yeah, no, or you'd close your eye. Rubber band, I could close my eye in time.
You could still lose an eye.
Yeah, I'm sure the 3-year-old probably involuntarily. Yeah.
So he may have seen it, and his reflexes closed his eye, but it still went in. Do you know what that would, as a father, do you know what that would do to me? If I blinded my kid,
you live with guilt for the rest of your life.
No, you don't. I mean,
we all
get over it.
Okay, it's one thing if you know if they fall off of a chair or something, but you get over that. You don't get over blinding them.
No, like we were playing, like we were throwing a ball around over the weekend, and he was trying to run away from me, and I went to like push him on the back softly, but he went flying and went tumbling down, started crying.
Okay, but he's fine.
Yeah, we all
right?
get over it.
You laugh. Okay.
I felt bad
you
at
felt,
the time.
You felt bad, but you didn't maim him for the rest of his life.
Oh,
he's not gonna. He doesn't have to wear an eye patch.
It's just one further.
He doesn't have to endure pirate jokes for his whole life.
Line one. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Elliot, what up, man? It's Travis.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, same old. Man, I'm hearing y'all talk about the eyes and all that. I wasn't going to call, but I'm a fanatic on eyes, man. And I was in sixth grade and, you know, sitting at your desk, they passed papers back. Well, the kid in front of me was facing the opposite way. And at the same time he turned around, the papers were there and the paper cut his eye wide open. And he didn't lose vision, but it was to a point, I mean, I guess he lost something. It was like 50% of his vision in that eye. But it was nasty, man. It was messed up.
So he took a big, massive paper cut to the eye.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you just did. You can ask me another one.
Thank you. Is this Travis Bajan?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Damn it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
My name is Travis Bajan.
What were you going to ask me?
That was what I was going to ask you.
It totally is.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like you.
Right.
Travis, this sounds like you.
All right, bro. Take it easy.
Travis,
listen.
My name is Travis Bajan, and I am the best arm wrestler in the world.
Well, that's close.
Close.
That's close.
Yes.
That's close. Damn it. Damn it, Travis. You should have been honest. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Susan Campbell in Ashland.
Wait, do you not have an eye?
Do I have what?
Do you? How about an ear? Hey, do you? No, do you? Did you lose an eye?
No, a friend of mine, when he was about 8, dropped his football helmet, and he bent down to pick it up, and a thorn went through his pupil.
But it didn't screw up his eye too bad, right?
Oh yeah, he had
to get a
glass eye.
Oh no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Although you know what, I'm going to say this: I bet you can't find a woman who lost her eye. I feel like it's only guys.
No, I mean I think it's probably
name one famous female who lost an eye.
Famous? Sandy Duncan.
That's because we're always looking. We are always.
Oh, okay.
Know what's
Men
going
are from
on.
Mars, whatever.
Doesn't Sandy
hunter.
Duncan have a glass eye?
Sandy Duncan does not have a glass eye. You better wait.
Stand
wait,
by.
Wait, was she born with it?
I don't know.
Not the glass eye, but the inability to see.
they haven't heard the parameter that the person had to be famous yet.
The All right, very good. Thank you, Miss Ashland. I think Sandy Duncan did have a glass eye, but I think she was born with some kind of something.
A tumor which...
Thank you.
What? You didn't specify. You said
no,
name somebody famous,
find,
a female who's famous
you're
who
not
had a glass
find,
eye.
You're not going to find me a chick who was jacking around and like got a thorn taken out her eye, got a dart taken out her eye, got
well,
a...
You didn't
a,
say that.
No, but that's what I mean. And wouldn't you also agree, total population, 90% of fake or bad eyes are men.
Yeah, because men do, like, jackass-type things to get their eyes messed up.
Girls do it. Girls do the same thing. Girls do the same thing. You never seen a girl scan? Next thing you know, pull, bam, right in the eye.
Do the pizza.
I don't know if that's common.
Pizza, bro. Pizza.
Line four. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason, real quick, what can I do for you?
So you guys are talking about like people that are like losing eyes. I actually got two quick stories. My ex girlfriend,
yeah,
her dad apparently when he was like 20, got shot in the eye with a BB gun.
That's gotta hurt. That's gotta hurt bad.
And then I mean he always like he had like a glass. I guess it was glass or something. I don't know what it was, but like you know, obviously he would take it out. So, like, when he would walk around, like, around the house and I would see him, like, and he didn't have it in all the time.
Right.
He would just have his eye, like, closed. But it's like, and this guy's a big guy. This guy's 6'5", 300
Ooh, that's a big boy. That is a big boy. Me. And so he lost it from a, although, you know what? See, that would be a, yeah. I could see a lot of people losing their eyes. I would take BB gun over dart or rubber band, though.
How about none?
Well, I'm not saying I'm asking for it. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Just me?
Yeah, hey, real quick, who's this?
This is Dino from Manassas.
Yes, sir.
Hey, back when I was 9 years old, I lived in Long Island, New York, and some kid was pushing my sister off a bike. And I went up to him and I punched him, and it didn't knock his eye out, but it blinded him.
You blinded a dude by punching him?
Yeah, when I was 9 years old.
Holy crap.
I felt really bad about it, man, but I remember I didn't hear anything about it, so I didn't think anything about it. But then Halloween night, his parents came to my parents' house, you know, and knocked on the door and told us.
Oh, dude, that sucks. That's rough. I would feel horrible.
You know what's really weird about it is his name was Jonathan Richman, and I was watching Saturday Night Live, and I'm a musician, but I was watching Saturday Night Live and a few years back, and they had a guy on there named Jonathan Richman, and it looked like the guy that I punched, only older. I was like, how ironic is that? And he makes it, and I don't.
All right, dude. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, brother. Yes, Tyler.
Over to the social media lounge. Jason has a comment on the fear of guilt.
Right.
My dad accidentally broke my nose, knocked out my teeth, and cut the tip of my finger off. All were separate incidents, and we both got over them.
All right, let me take a break. It's Elliot in the Morning.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Facebook at facebook.com/EITMonline. XL102, Elliot in the Morning.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-944-9177. That's 1-800-944-9177. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-944-9177. 1-800-944-9177. 1-800-944-9177.
As a Nationwide insurance member, you'll get great value and exceptional service on your auto, home, life, or business insurance, plus a local agent who really gets to know you. Join the nation of one-stop shoppers. Call your local agent, Tim Grant, in Bowling Green today.
Your TV isn't just a TV anymore. Now it's a pop culture expert, a search tool, a multitasker, and even a good listener. Get ready for the Xfinity X1 Triple Play. Our most advanced services working together to bring you an entertainment experience like no other. Find your favorite shows faster with Smart Search across live TV, Xfinity On Demand, and the X1 DVR. Even use voice commands to change channels, search for a show, and get personalized recommendations. Plus, enjoy internet with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi for all rooms, all devices, all the time. It's all part of your entertainment operating system. Get the Xfinity X1 Triple Play for $89.99 a month for 12 months and get HBO, Showtime, Stars, or Cinemax included for 3 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY. Offer ends 3/21/14. Limited to the starter XO Triple Play with unlimited or unlimited select voice for new residential customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees including broadcast TV fee extra subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. X1 DVR not included.
John, you know as a mortgage company, we generate most of our business from real estate agent referrals.
I know, it's great because we know buyers are preoccupied with finding the right house. They aren't going to shop around for lenders. They're going to go with the referral from their realtor.
That's how we're able to put large margins in their rates without the buyer even realizing.
If you're buying a home, do yourself a favor and get a mortgage quote double check free of charge from Tidewater Home Mortgage Group. It's quick and easy. A 0.5% higher rate on a $250,000 mortgage will cost you over $27,000 throughout the life of the loan. It takes seconds and can save thousands. Mortgage rate double check with Tidewater Home Mortgage Group. Email quote at thmg.net or text 307-7494 today. Make sure you're getting the best deal. Tidewater Home Mortgage Group, licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, the Bureau of Financial Institutions. License number MC3130 and MLS number 212558.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports.
Sports!
Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning wind.
Business owners, listen up! Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C!
What's that spell?
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Call now for a free incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice, just quick, easy incorporation. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509.
XL102. Elliot in the morning.
Behind you.
Jesse with the neighborhood, and you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Elliot in the Morning.
9:41, it's Elliot in the Morning. All right, Diane. Let's get into some dirt, please.
Well, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie taking his oath of office today, later on this afternoon. But his big inaugural party that was set for Ellis Island has been canceled because of this anticipated storm. They just didn't think it was going to be safe, or probably a lot of people would have ended up bailing on it. Anyway, he is still set to be sworn in at noon today at the War Memorial in Trenton. But again, the big party tonight at Ellis Island.
Push that off a little
has,
bit.
Has been tabled, at least for now. TV options for tonight, and Get the Biggest Loser back. Fashion expert Tim Gunn is taking part in tonight's episode. A new episode of Chicago Fire also on NBC this evening. New episodes on Fox of Dads, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, New Girl, and the Mindy Project. You get a repeat of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC tonight. New episodes of The Trophy Wife and Killer Women, though. New episode of Justified tonight on FX. It's been announced that Jay Leno's final Tonight Show guest is going to be Billy Crystal, who was also his first guest way, way back in 1992. Garth Brooks is also going to be a guest on his last episode. That'll be airing on February 6th. On February 17th, Jimmy Fallon's first Tonight Show guest will be Will Smith and U2. And then the following week, on the 24th, Seth Meyers will start his run on Late Night with Amy Poehler as his first guest. He'll leave Saturday Night Live after his Weekend Update segment on February 1st. So everybody's getting everything all lined up for the new people coming in and taking the shuffling of jobs on NBC. They're trying to get everybody lined up for their Super Bowl tickets, and it looks as though the cheap seats, the cheapest ones, way, way up high, upper corner of the stadium, currently going for $2,800 or so, depending on where you're looking these days. Now, if you come down a little bit, lower level of the stadium, currently about $3,600, $3,700, and if you really want to go high class and sit on the 50-yard line,
oh, yeah,
those seats are currently selling for $25,000, $26,000 apiece. Kelly Clarkson revealing on Twitter yesterday that she and her husband Brandon are expecting a little girl later on this year. Apparently, she says that kind of makes sense to her given all the problems with the morning sickness that she's been dealing with. Meanwhile, Amy Lee announcing that she is expecting her first child. The 32-year-old revealing the news on her Twitter account over the weekend. She's been married to Josh Hartzler, a therapist, ever since 2007. They live in New York. A fan claiming that Pearl Jam's Jeff Ament and Arcade Fire's Win Butler accidentally broke his nose during a game of basketball at the Big Day Out Festival in New Zealand over the weekend. The guy's name is Sharif Hassan, and he says he was actually invited to play ball with them during a little downtime at the festival, but apparently he says, man, Ament is aggressive, I'll tell you that much, but I guess they ended up making it nice because they felt really bad about it. It was kind of like, you know, an unfortunate thrown elbow.
Right.
It was nothing intentional. Eddie Vedder gave him a little shout out saying, hey, we're sorry about that. He got backstage passes.
That's pretty awesome.
He got the really nice treatment, so he said, you know, no harm, no foul there. Jared Leto has been raking it in during this award season for his role in Dallas Buyers Club, but he's revealed that he actually has not even watched the movie yet. Saying,
he's not seen his own movie.
No, saying, I thought it was better to get some perspective first and let the film marinate. I'll watch it one day. That's so actory.
That's so Jared Leto.
Yeah, that's what you said to
yeah.
him.
Yeah. I haven't seen it either. Mm-hmm. I'm letting it marinate.
He had a moment of awkwardness on the red carpet. He was introduced right after one of the Game of Thrones actresses, and they sort of embraced and just did the friendly Hollywood hello. And he said, I know people who love your show. I haven't seen it yet, but I know you have hordes of fans. And she said, I've seen your movie, and I love your band.
Oh!
It was so uncomfortable.
I'm going to check it out as soon as I can. Based on a new agreement between the NFL and HBO, when it comes to doing Hard Knocks, there are now 8 teams that the league can basically force to be the focus of the show. That would be the Bears, the Bills, the Cardinals, the Giants, the Jaguars, the Raiders, the Rams, and the Steelers. Apparently, teams that have made the playoffs in the last 2 years, teams with new coaches, and right. teams that have been on Hard Knocks within the last decade
are exempt.
Right. Ones that don't qualify for those.
That can be forced.
Right. Right. Actress Laura Linney from movies like Mystic River, also shows like The Big C, giving birth to a baby boy last week. First child for her. They have named him Bennett. By the way, she is 49. Mother and baby, said to be happy.
She's 49?
Yes.
Wow.
It is coming out of Miami this morning that Justin Bieber decided to spend his Martin Luther King Jr. holiday at a strip club where he reportedly spent some $75,000. Yeah, you can see the ad for the strip club. That's how they decided to commemorate wow. their Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Apparently, between drinks and lap dances and everything.
$75,000.
$75,000. Anthony Anderson going to star in a new pilot for NBC. The show is going to be called Black-ish. It's described as a semi-autobiographical comedy about an upper-middle-class black man who is struggling to raise his kids with a sense of cultural identity. I am not sure if this story is 100% true or if it's been put out as some sort of PR stunt or propaganda, but we'll go with it. Now that the Jonas Brothers have called it quits, Joe Jonas has wasted little time picking up some part-time work. Word is now he has become a driver for Uber. Apparently,
it's true.
He
picked
up some people who wanted to go to Pinkberry, and of course, when they realized who their driver was, they were like, "Oh my God, get pictures!" So there's photographic evidence out there. I don't know if it's true. And Robin Thicke was getting extremely cozy with the woman who is not his wife.
Dude, he was making out with that chick
at a nightclub in Paris.
She's hot as hell.
We are waiting for a response from him.
But she is good looking. Yeah. All right, very good. Thank you very much, Diane. Take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Oh, the land of the free.
Elliot in the morning.
Lollapalooza around the world. What? Hey, do you know there's a South America?
You mean like Georgia?
No, man, like a whole other place.
Hell, I ain't surprised America's so great they had to make two of them.
Haha, you right.
Yeah.
See Lollapalooza in both Americas. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nine Inch Nails, Soundgarden, Imagine Dragons, Muse, Arcade Fire, Phoenix, Cage the Elephant, and as many other bands as they could fit on two continents.
Me and my girl, we're gonna chill.
Yeah.
Party and dance because we're in Brazil. Lollapalooza, it's a flyaway. We're gonna go to Argentina and my crib, Chile.
And when you're back in the U.S., get the VIP treatment at Lollapalooza Chicago. It's a once-in-a-lifetime iHeartRadio Ultimate Experience. Sponsored by C3 Presents, RCA Sony Music, and Interscope Records. Powered by Hooters. Presented by XL102, Richmond's Rock Station.
Are you a woman over 40? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that'll help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-268-0362. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-268-0362. That's 1-800-268-0362.
The personal injury law firm of Allen & Allen would like to remind you that as of July 1st, texting while driving is now a primary offense in Virginia. It is your choice whether you obey the law. Just remember, if you text and drive, you may get a ticket or worse, cause an accident. Allen & Allen is here to help those injured by distracted drivers and to fight for the compensation they deserve. Call 866-388-7149 or visit allenandallen.com for a free consultation. Together, we will fight distracted driving.
Hey, it's TMO, and I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you how much time I've been spending at the new McGastropub. It's celebrity chef Malcolm Mitchell's newest project. You remember him from the Next Food Network star? Well, the eats are insane. Like, there's 6-cheese mac and cheese that's baked and topped with Cheeto breadcrumbs, and the tequila braised short rib mini tacos are to die for. Oh, and you gotta try the porch rocker, my favorite drink there. Just try it out for yourself. The new McGastropub, 2501 West Main Street in the Fan, and tell them TMO sent you and receive a free small bite or dessert.
Looking for a mortgage? Take a look at CapCenter.com.
One of the great things about the CapCenter website is you can look at all the numbers yourself. You can change interest rates and see what your payment's going to be. You don't have to get involved with any representative. I'm Alex Lillo, and I'm a pleased CapCenter customer.
Pleasing rates and zero closing costs. Call 1-804-968-5000 or visit CapCenter.com. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I used to struggle with contacts and glasses, but not anymore. I chose LASIK Plus for my LASIK procedure. When I researched LASIK, I found out that Dr. Wills at LASIK Plus has performed more than 67,000 procedures, and he's right here in Richmond. That experience really mattered to me. And Dr. Wills only uses 100% bladeless technology. It seemed that everyone I asked went to LASIK Plus, so I went there too. Now I have 20/20 vision, and I'm absolutely thrilled.
Get LASIK at LASIK Plus today and be back to work with 20/20 vision tomorrow. Call 800-350-2020 to schedule your free consultation. Be sure to ask about special financing that can fit LASIK into your budget. That's 800-350-2020. Call now or visit AskLASIKPlus.com. Choose LASIK Plus, because when it comes to your vision, experience matters. Results and recovery may vary. Paid actors, not actual patients.
Ethel, this stuff you brought is delicious. I could get addicted to this.
All right, kill the music. You're violating a noise ordinance, and, well, what is this?
Frank's Red Hot Sauce, officer. I put that on everything.
Let me confiscate a kebab here. Oh, boy. Dispatcher, all good here, 10-4.
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Try Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Chicken Dip recipe, the king of all dips. Look for it at franksredhot.com.
They call me Murphy, and I'm a service tech at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. It was 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and a Kona Blue Mustang drove in.
I'm due for a tire rotation.
I poured her coffee, black. She hopped on Wi-Fi, and I got to work. I inflated, rotated, and aligned the tires. Multi-point inspection looked good. Took a half hour, tops.
With a full range of services, great prices on 13 name brand tires, and no appointment necessary, Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C! What's that spell?
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Call now for a free incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice, just quick, easy incorporation. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509.
Wow, that is one old, dog-eared, tattered, splattered, dirty old cap you're wearing.
What, my Cap Center ball cap?
Is that what that is?
I got it when we got a new home loan at Cap Center a few years back. Almost never take it off.
Yeah, it shows.
I love this Cap Center cap.
Your cap tells me you also love mustard, red wine, paintball.
Listen, my Cap Center mortgage went smooth. They gave me a great interest rate, and Cap Center saved me thousands in closing costs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're house hunting and are wondering where to get our mortgage.
Go to Cap Center. They'll put a cap on your mortgage costs like nobody else. You'll get a free cap, too.
While I'm there, I'll ask about a replacement cap for you, too.
Maybe a red one.
I think I'll just ask for a clean one.
Yeah.
Saving you money on new home mortgages is old hat to us. Call Cap Center at 804-968-5000 or visit CapCenter.com for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender. Free cap giver.
This is Brendan from Panic at the Disco, and you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Delicious. delicious. I could get addicted to this.
All right, cue the music. You're violating a noise ordinance. And, well, what is this?
Frank's Red Hot Sauce, officer. I put that on everything.
Let me confiscate a kebab here.
Oh, boy. Dispatcher, all good here. 10-4.
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Try Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Chicken Dip recipe, the king of all dips. Look for it at franksredhot.com.
Hey, we're Miss Mister.
And you're listening to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
This is the Elliot in the Morning Radio Network. WOR, New York. WWDC, Washington. WRXL, Richmond. Elliot in the Morning.
For checking in this morning. Don't forget, Saturday night, Lisner Auditorium in D.C. Sunday night, Richmond Funny Bone. So thank you very much to our buddy Ralphie May for checking in this morning. Also, thank you very much to Epic Smokehouse. Thank you guys very much for coming in today. 1330 South Fern Street, Pentagon City. EpicSmokehouse.com. Open every day of the week for lunch and dinner. Now serving brunch on Saturday and Sunday from 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. $5 fresh squeeze, mimosa, and Bloody Marys. Epic Smokehouse happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Reduced pricing for food and drinks offered at the bar. So again, go to EpicSmokehouse.com and get all the information. We do have a couple of gift certificates for you. If you want to call Kaylee, she can get you set up with those. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Tomorrow morning, Robin Zander from Cheap Trick. He will be on with us tomorrow. Also, I will have more tickets for you to see Delta Ray. Do those after Diane's News at 7. Keep in mind, February 15th, 9:30 Club in D.C. February 25th, the Bowery Ballroom in Manhattan. That show is sold out. Then I'll also have more tickets for you to go see Arcade Fire. Remember, you win those, you qualify for the grand prize that we give away on Friday. Trip for two to go see him in Montreal. You need information on any of that? Facebook.com/EITM online. You get information about everything going on. All right, everybody have a good, safe day. We will see everybody back here tomorrow. And see you soon.
The day is closed. Another day. It's gone from us. It's gone away. It'll be back tomorrow, though. We'll celebrate. Ho, 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 ho.
So long, farewell. I'll meet her, say goodbye. I hate to go and leave a pretty sight. Bye! Hey!
See ya.
Now, your chance to do Lollapalooza around the world.
The keyword is date, D-A-T-E, date. You want to text it to 45495. The snow's coming!
WRXL HD1 Richmond. Now, over 2 hours of nonstop music. This is XL 102 commercial free.
on the couch with a flip phone just like you. Like I like fingers in your mouth. Up on the sun playing drums with a bleach bone just like you. Like me, like everybody else.
XL 102, Richmond's Rock Station.
still got a couple of minutes to text DATE, D-A-T-E, to 45495. Get to Lollapalooza around the world. Not shabby. We are XL102 commercial free. I've got a brand new song from Beck, an XL102 world premiere coming up in the morning news. Stand by. Queens of the Stone Age now.
Technically, our marriage is saved. Well, the call for a toast, so pour the shit. Richmond's only new rock.
On Silver Sun Pickups, Cannibal, XL102. Richmond's only new rock. We are commercial free. Morning news coming up with Beck. 3 days grace now.